I'm absolutely fascinated by this because this is, look, this is the top, the Britain's most vain places, apparently. We are talking Berwick-on-Tweed, Kilmarnock in Scotland, Harrogate, Halifax, Crewe, Lancaster, Blackpool, Preston, Blackburn and West London, Chelsea in particular. But when it comes to the least vain, the fewest beauty salons, you've got the Highlands of Scotland, Shetland, you've got Luton, Watford, Uxbridge, Oxford, Swindon, Reading, Romford and Maidstone. All of those are bunched in pretty much apart from Swindon, bunched into southeast England. So frankly, girls and boys, we're not making enough effort. Talking of people who don't make enough effort.
That's very kind.
John Holmes has just walked into the studio.
What a lovely welcome that was.
Let me ask you, John, before this show this morning, have you had, I want a yes or no, have you had your lashes, fake eyelashes put in?
No.
No. Have you had your nails done, pedi?
No.
Mani?
What's that?
Manicure?
Oh, no.
Manicure. It's not a little mini man.
That's what I thought that was.
Anything waxed?
Surfboard.
Have you had a spray
That's
tan?
That's what I call it. It's a euphemism.
Spray tan?
No.
Have you had your eyebrows threaded?
No.
Have you had your hair blow dried?
Well, I used to have long, luxuriant locks, so would do it myself, yeah.
And that top of your head or anywhere?
Everywhere. Okay. All over.
I'm just going to say,
I'm an all over kind of guy.
I don't think that you've really made enough effort for this show. I don't think you should be coming into
this. I moisturised.
Wimp. You're so a man. But do you think there's, I mean, I don't think I could go to that much effort for a night out.
No, I mean, that's the problem, isn't it? It takes too long to do those things. So, you know, frankly, I admit men do have it slightly easier because we don't tend to go to much effort, as you'll notice. But that's,
I have met the man folk. Yes.
We can sort of get away with that. It's kind of fine, isn't it? And when I had my hair cut short after the long hair that was, you know, I did it in the style that just means that I just sort of run a towel through and it's kind of fine then.
There is that, isn't
yeah.
there? See, I've got to an age where I'm just not bothered about a lot of those things, but maybe that's just called marriage.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what it is.
I need to make more of an effort. No, genuinely, I'm always stunned, actually, by when I go out, especially when I'm up north, how much, West Midlands as well, and up north, how much more effort everyone gets to. And frankly, we've become far too lazy down
yeah.
south.
Have you, do you wax?
Oh, yeah, just my beard.
Fine.
Yeah, just my hands. Oh, we're all very manly here at Talk Radio. What's coming up on your show, John?
Well, we are giving away some meat today. You'll be pleased to know the return of meat giveaway. Today
is it hairy meat?
No, that's the weirdest thing you've ever said. Wasn't that film that Jackie Smith's husband watched that time?
On tax, the taxpayer
paid
for it.
Remember? Anyway, so it's a game of banned or, speaking of which, banned or offshore investment company, because they have stupid names. So, is it a banned? Is it an offshore investment company? Win some meat, play the game.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Can I just say, by the way, I was listening yesterday afternoon, laughing my head off when I was driving. You were being very rude to our newsreader.
Yes, she wasn't very pleased with that.
No, she wasn't very pleased at all, was she?
I had to win her back with a toffee crisp.
Listen, if you can't win a woman over with a toffee crisp, then what's the world coming to?
I also waxed it first.
Well, then, that's John Holmes coming up here on Talk Radio next.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa contactless, it's the only change you need.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Hello, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Crisis talks about the steel industry. Corbyn's told Cameron to get tough on tax havens. And the Axe Factor's lost another judge.
Talk radio.
The Prime Minister has chaired crisis talks to try and save thousands of jobs in the steel industry. The next day sees a number of key meetings which could determine the future of the sector in the UK. The Business Secretary, Sajid Javid, is holding discussions with a potential buyer for the threatened Port Talbot Steelworks today before flying to India to meet Tata, the current owners. He says discussions are ongoing.
I've tried to sort of set out how we can help. There's a lot of detail there to work out, and it depends on who the buyer is. But the important thing is that where the buyers are coming forward, we're ready to work with them.
The Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the UK needs to get tough on tax havens. It follows the huge leak of information which exposed the secret financial affairs of some of the world's richest people. Mr Corbyn's told a meeting in Essex that certain groups appear to be taking the rest for a ride.
They are sucking revenues out of our own country. The government needs to go beyond warm words on tax dodging. There cannot be one set of tax rules for the wealthy elite and another for the rest of us. The unfairness and abuse must stop.
Around 650 jobs are to go at Paddy Power Betfair. It comes just 2 months after the two bookmakers merged. It's understood around 350 people will be affected in the UK, with the rest in Ireland and in departments like HR and technology. There are calls for all schools to have dedicated counsellors to help stressed out pupils. The ATL union says they've heard of youngsters trying to commit suicide because of the pressure they're under. Turkish authorities say 78 Syrian refugees were sent to Germany yesterday as part of an EU deal to tackle migration. It's on the same day around 200 migrants who failed to gain asylum will return from Greece to Turkey. Despite this, refugees are still arriving on the Greek island of Lesbos. An 8-year-old boy has been killed in a lorry crash in Fife. The child was a passenger in a car in Kirkcaldy when it happened yesterday afternoon. A 35-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy were seriously hurt. And Cheryl's Fernanda Vicini is leaving the X Factor to focus on her music career. It's also been revealed Cheryl was originally lined up for Britain's Got Talent's judging panel in 2007, but she backed out just days before the show launched.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain gradually clearing in northern areas, drying in the south with some decent sunshine, highs of 15 degrees, more in half an hour.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Incoming Chelsea manager Antonio Conte has been warned that life in the Barclays Premier League won't be a walk in the park. Conte is due to take over at Stamford Bridge after leading Italy at Euro 2016 this summer. David Ginolaas spoke this morning to Talk Sport.
Chelsea needs to be back right at the top after a very, very poor season. He's got the quality, but as a manager in the Premier League, we know how complicated it is.
Former Aston Villa striker Dwight York says he wants the vacant manager's job at Villa Park. York hasn't managed before, but he said this morning he has a rather high-profile supporter.
I spoke to Sir Alex Ferguson about this job, and, you know, he's endorsing me in it. He believes that I can do it. I believe I could do it, but it's the same old cliche, as I said. It's giving you that opportunity, at least been given an opportunity to have an interview and then see where you go from there.
Tonight in the Championship, leaders Burnley take on Cardiff. The Clarets are 3 points clear at the top of the table. Second place Middlesbrough host Huddersfield, with third place Brighton and Hove Albion at Birmingham. In Scotland, Mark Warburton's Rangers will be promoted to the Scottish Premiership if they beat Dumbarton at Ibrox. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Welcome along, hello, I am
Fred West, gently napping
in the Princess Diana Memorial Fountain.
Yeah, in like 1990s.
In Middlesbrough.
Goodness me,
a hater's gonna hate.
Here comes Professor Stephen Hawking
making love
to a joke pinged into my box.
You had to suck off the lolly. I wasn't here early enough to do the work.
Ditto paid intern Cornelius.
You've got a radio show to do.
Ginger producer Dave.
The biggest threat to women's health. Because it's like terrorism, isn't it?
Clip that up, send it to them.
Adele as well.
Or Bumford and Sons.
Great Northern Eastern Railway. It's not finished yet. It's very much the dream team.
Like Donald Trump.
Offensive, I guess.
Sniffing the hair of people.
Monkeys violate the heavenly palace.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
so good afternoon then, hello, welcome to you. It is 1:05 as we run headlong into another Tuesday afternoon, like Talisa crashing her Ferrari into a Saab. Except unlike Talisa, we're not that drunk. And besides, I simply won't touch alcohol on my heroin days. I simply won't mix the two. I'm not a monster. So we start the engine then on the orbit of the day between 1 and 4. And I expect you're wondering just what we are hiding in today's radio equivalent of an offshore account. Well, I can tell you there are 11.5 million radio features waiting to be leaked your way, and by 11.5 million radio features, I do of course mean nowhere near that many. I'll be honest, the term features is even a bit of a leap. If you've ever heard the show before, you'll know that it's more or less just a motley collection of ideas that we had in the pub that failed to translate to the medium of broadcasting. Still, we are all in it together, as the Prime Minister once said when he was lying about austerity, given that he was sitting on his father's investment fund set up in the 1980s and has not paid a penny of tax despite his pledge against dodgy shell companies and tax avoidance. It's almost as if, isn't it, if you think about it, it's almost as if the Prime Minister was a rich ex-public schoolboy with a silver spoon up his arse, which is where it has to be, on the grounds that his face, David Cameron's face, looks like a side of overboiled gammon that's been inflated with an airbed pump and then been left to drift to the ceiling where it's become trapped in the strings of a dream catcher. And it's exactly this sort of hard-hitting political rhetoric that inexplicably hampers my chances of being asked to present Question Time on BBC One. Anyway, here's what there is over the next three. Count them.
One, two, three.
3 hours. There's Lonely Lunch Club on the way very shortly. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. We'll organise a nice chat, role-playing the part of a disinterested colleague or friend. Talk about anything you like, of course. So if you've heard it, you'll know that's how it works. Work, school, TV, Talisa's drunken car crash. Let us unlonely your lunch. You can use 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Talk radio on the Twitter, and we'll call you back. There's Headline Hijack, Work Experience Punditry, Music Today in the Punditry, the Diversity Paper Review. Today's diversity is a... A black person. Right, fine, good. The big debate is at 3, the new musical discovery, As I Am. People do keep reminding me, the alive John Peel. We bring you the return of 20 Second Showcase. New music discovered on a talk radio station, you know it makes sense. Plus your chance to win some meat in a David Cameron pleasing game of band or offshore investment company. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb if you want to enter that details later. Ginger Dave is producing.
Hello.
Cass is ass prodding.
Hello.
She's assistant producing. Marta is with Button.
Hello.
Victoria brings forth the news.
Hello.
Yes. Selco is where the trade go. Tommy used to work on the docks, and paid intern Cornelius works the diner all day for his man to bring home his pay. He's also singing the Modern Jovi's Living on a Prayer now in its original Turkish.
Here it is. Put it out for you.
In the original Turkish.
Gina butun gundina salsia. Ono Adam insin sarsi mak uviv odem gitrio askina askin insin o bizni va insingarek tun tun etik dia bizbunu yav mak yada dijabi park yap smaz Bizarre Bubek Coxay as in Superstin. Vay Bizarima Dizas Vay Biadua Yesio Limited Vibizu Bunu Yakizak Yemin Edderim Vay Bidu Yamzeri.
Honestly, it's just workplace bullying, isn't it, really? Hello, then. I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Afternoons on Talk Radio from Talk Radio. Honestly, living on a prayer in the original Turkish. Where else do you get that in the radio in the afternoon?
What do you mean original?
Absolutely nowhere. You don't get that in the afternoon play on Radio 4, do you? No. And with good reason. Anyway, should we start with this?
Can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease in the jungle. Welcome to the jungle. Watch it bring you to your na 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 knees. I wanna watch you bleed.
Minutes past one. That is welcome to the jungle, and welcome to the jungle of Talk Radio afternoons. It's different to other things. That's not a very good catchphrase, is it? But anyway, that's all I've got. So here's what's going to happen this afternoon. Right now, somebody in this studio, and it could be Ginger Producer Dave, or it could be paid intern Cornelius. Somebody's going to ask me why the hell I, as Talk Radio's head of music, is playing a lounge version of Welcome to the Jungle by Richard Cheese. Ask me somebody.
Con, who wants? Do you want to do it or shall I do it?
I'll do it.
You sure?
Why? 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 Why, John?
I'll tell you why.
Are you playing?
Yes.
Richard Cheese's version of Welcome to the Jungle on Talk Radio.
I'll tell you, Con. I'll tell you what, why. Because it's the big story, obviously. We start with the big story. The big story that everybody is talking about in the land this day.
Yes.
And here it comes. A Frenchman, oh, it would be, is on the run, right? Because he threw a wedge of camembert cheese at the staff in Waitrose. What? He hurled the cheese, allegedly, at 31-year-old Kimberly Taino and struck the shin of a security guard with some camembert. And now he was due to appear at magistrate's court, but he's failed to show up. But he was spotted lurking around there in a fisherman's hat and Wellington boots. But later, I'm just reading this.
He made this up.
No, I'm reading it from the news. Later, disappeared. the news, the defendant, I'm quoting, this is the prosecutor Ian Beebe, the defendant was asked to leave the store and he threw some blocks of cheese at her. A security guard intervened to assist and also was assaulted by cheese. This picture, it just says, of the lady, it says, Kimberly Taylor was attacked with cheese. It's not a laughing matter,
it's not.
It's not a laughing matter. You think how serious that is?
Yeah, no.
Now, you just think about it, because that, you know, this is a big issue at the moment, this cheese. You know, I mean, I am not condoning the hurling of dairy products at retail staff.
No, right. And why would you?
I wouldn't do that. Right? I, for one, unlike you, Connie, who seems to find it funny, I would say something out loud if I saw someone, I don't know, lobbing their yoghurt over the chest of a cashier. I would absolutely call the manager. Cornelius, it is not a laughing matter. This is weaponized dairy products, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I didn't know cheese could be so easily weaponized, but if you think about it, it can, can't it? Because it's, you know, you, if supermarkets, it's their own, they're simply asking for trouble by stocking this stuff that can be used as weapons on the shelves. So
you don't even need a license, do you?
You don't even, this is the problem.
A license to cheese.
You don't need any kind of, like, you put cheese there and then someone throws it at you, you think, well, that shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen, no, but if you're going to put it in people's, it can be weaponized, cheese. So anyway, so what we've got with Asprod Cass today, right? So this is the big story. As regular listeners will know, Cass has to book as a guest now, because that's the way talk radio works. You talk about a story, and then you talk to someone on the phone about it, because that's what you do, right? Yeah. So, Cass.
Yes, hello.
Hi. You're in the other, she's in the other studio.
She's in the little booth.
A little bit quiet there, but it's fine.
Little booth.
It's like being at the zoo, looking at all the monkeys.
Great. So, your job,
some ginger,
as you know, is to book a guest. Yes. So what we need is someone from the military.
What?
Someone from the military.
Why?
On the phone next.
About cheese.
To discuss the weaponization of cheese.
Oh, no.
Yes. I like this bit because it's where Cass has to do something quite annoying for her. I want someone from the military willing to come on the radio and discuss weaponized cheese.
Why do your requests get more and more diva-ish and outrageous?
I don't think that's diva-ish. It's an important issue, Cass, so take it seriously. Please. Okay?
Fine.
Right? So, and I also like we have these production meetings on air.
How else are we going to fill 3 hours?
Good point well made. So Cass is getting on with that.
Yep.
We'll hopefully talk to someone from the military about cheese next. It's the big story on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little piggy chose Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got 3 packs of Little Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Other sizes available. £3.75 each. This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not the CTPR representative.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Devon, the eastbound A38 in Lee Mill is blocked as you head towards Exeter around its junction of New Park Road. Police dealing with an accident involving a motorcycle. The A34 in Oxfordshire is back on the move again south between the Milton and the Chiltern interchanges. It was completely blocked. It's now down to just one lane. A breakdown on the southbound in one in Bedfordshire is causing delays as you approach junction 13 for Bedford. And the situation on Northamptonshire's A14 has changed. It is now open both ways, completely westbound, but it is down to one lane east. I'm Joanna Adams.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6.
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening then with what can only be described as ears to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. And if you were listening before the break there, you'll know that a Frenchman, he would be, is alleged, keyword, to have tried to steal some camembert from a supermarket, but then, in making his escape, allegedly, he hurled the cheese at staff as a weapon. And we've been discussing, obviously it's a big story that everyone is talking about, the whole nation is talking about this, and literally nothing else. So I tasked Asprod Cass with coming up with an appropriate guest, because we need to talk about weaponized cheese. And so there is a man on the telephone. He's called Charles Heyman. Hello, Charles.
Hello, good morning.
Afternoon. What are you, Charles? What's your level of expertise?
I'm a defence analyst. I write a book called The Armed Forces of the United Kingdom each year, and another one, The British Army Guide. So I do a lot of stuff around the defence establishment.
Right, okay.
And this is something that we have been expecting for a long time, and it's really serious. And people just don't realise what a big story this is.
Right.
It's linked to us leaving the European Union. Okay. And we've known for a long time that various people are going to move into our supermarkets and start tossing cheese around to try and affect lactose intolerant people. So in the next few weeks, you're probably going to see Frenchmen throwing camembert around, Germans and Italians, Gorgonzola from Italians, Dutchmen with Edam, maybe even the Germans. Some people suspect the Germans are going to bring Limburger cheese in.
Right, and how would they? How would you weaponize Limburger cheese, Charles?
Well, it's the smell. It's the smell. It just, you know, people just become totally overcome by it. I mean, it's quite possible that the supermarkets of England are going to be jammed full of people lying on the floors in the next few weeks, and A&E will be, you know, overrun. The doctors are going on strike. I mean, the whole place is going to fall apart. Has got to be done.
Well, that is the point. I mean, this is the issue we're trying to address, and I know there's big money in international cheese dealing. Am I right? What can you tell me about cheese dealing?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is look at the reports that are coming out in the newspapers in the last few days about amounts of money that are tied up in dodgy accounts in Panama, and huge numbers of accounts are actually from cheese oligarchs and cheese moguls of one sort or another.
Yeah.
So this is not something you can write off and laugh about. I mean, I know you guys seem to think it's a bit funny.
Yeah.
But this is really serious stuff.
This ties in as well, because a couple of years ago there was that story about BAE Systems selling Brie to Saudi Arabia, wasn't there? And and I know that was done sort of very much under the government kind of.
The only reason that came out is because the Serious Fraud Office was involved.
Yeah. And what is it about Brie that makes it dangerous?
Well, again, it's the smell. But the other thing about Brie is it's a bit cloggy, and if it hits people in the ears, it can make them deaf as well. You know, go into their inner ear canal.
Yes.
And this could. You know, you can go on and on and on about the dangers of cheese, the dangers of European migrants throwing cheese around in supermarkets. And, I mean, if my children were lactose intolerant, I wouldn't let them out of the house now until after June the 23rd.
So what we're gonna have to do, I mean, how are we going to stop these cheese attacks?
Well, I think they're going to have to do something at various entry points into the UK. Yeah. I mean, and you know, you're probably going to have to make sure that people show their passports before they go into Sainsbury's or Waitrose or something like this. And you have to stop Frenchmen, Germans, Italians actually going shopping in supermarkets.
Well, I know. I think, I mean, it's controversial, but you're right. It's way forward. I think, Con, you want to come
in? Yeah, I was just wondering what your views are on gaining information about potential cheese attacks through the method of fondue boarding.
Controversial.
No, I think, I mean, you can't go around fondue boarding people. I mean, that really, really is against the Geneva Convention. The United Nations would go absolutely berserk. The Americans might do that if they start having, cheese attacks in the US.
The Swiss do it.
It's not going to happen here.
The Swiss do it, don't they? The fondue.
Well, Yeah, they do it very, very surreptitiously. They do it in the tunnels under the mountains, apparently, and very few people know about that. I mean, I hesitate to actually move into Switzerland now with a cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Can you, I mean, just talk me through, because I know you are a defence expert, talk me through how you would kill someone with a Stilton.
Well, I mean, that is really serious. I mean, if you really wanted to torture someone, you'd lay them out on a board, strap them down, and start poking bits of Stilton, maybe up their nose. I mean, that would certainly finish them off, especially a really ripe Stilton.
Yes. It's
been around for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, you can dream up all sorts of terrible tortures like that. I mean, it starts to make your hair stand on end.
Yes, we've heard tales of people with leodammer under their fingernails, haven't we? We've heard about that recently, and the pain that can cause.
It's very frightening, and it's quite possible, you know, the National Health Service could run out of painkillers if this sort of thing, you know, really, really becomes widespread. So something has to be done, and I think, you know, maybe my friend Rodney will write to Jeremy Corbyn and get him to talk about it in the House of Commons when he interrogates Cameron next week on Prime Minister's Question.
And Cameron sounds a bit like Camembert, doesn't it? Which is...
David Camembert, they're calling him in the press this morning.
Oh, no. I hadn't thought about that, and that is a very good point you raise. Yeah. I mean, he may well be involved with the cheese oligarchs, and that's something you probably need to raise that on your program quite a bit in the next couple of weeks.
I know. Well, people are saying, you know, that Cameron's riches do come from cheese, and it's only one step from that to him murdering someone. With some, isn't it? So it is. Listen, Charles, it is a very serious issue.
He wouldn't go murdering people. No, he's not going to do that. I mean, he's got minions who do that sort of thing.
Oh, you're right. Yes, absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles, thank you very much for talking to us on Talk Radio this afternoon. Charles Heyman, Senior Defence Analyst for Jane's Consultancy Group. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. As aforementioned, Talk Radio, then a lot of reaction coming in about this very, very important story. That was Charles Heyman, of course, who is a defence analyst, talking us through the weaponisation of cheese, which is a very serious subject indeed. And as I say, a lot of reaction coming in. We talked about fondue boarding in there, which, of course, we now know the Swiss do in the tunnels. And as Silas in Norbury points out, it is actually officially, although the MOD won't admit it, they do call it cheese boarding. That makes sense, actually, when you think about it. Some reaction, Cornelius, as we come in. Yeah.
The switchboards have been lit up.
It's interesting, because we don't really have one of those.
Yes, absolutely. Johnny says, it's not the cheese we should be worrying about, it's the source of cheese. Cows, get rid.
Cheese
sauce.
Yeah, the cheese sauce. Yeah. David says, we live in a violent world, John, just look at Gloucester, they run down hills just to get their hand on a cheese wheel.
That's true. Okay, thank you for that. I've got some reaction coming in as well. Let me just pick it up here. It just says enough is enough. It actually says enough is enough, because somebody's mistakenly thought enough was French for cheese, where it's actually an egg. So that's a mistake. What have you got there?
Yes, Sarah says, well, look at America, John. They have very relaxed laws on cheese, and the number of related deaths each year is no coincidence. And Jane has said, there's a culture amongst young generations. I saw a child in a school, John, with a baby bell.
Yeah. You've got to, I mean, they do, that's the thing, they get radicalised early, don't they?
They do,
that's the problem. It's, and, you know, I myself did see a child with a Dairy Lee triangle.
No way.
Yes, and I, well, I, it was a child, the child was stopped and searched, and, because he looked suspicious, and they just took off, two Dairy Lee triangles from the lunchbox.
That's dangerous, because you can turn around and make them into ninja cheese throwing stars.
I know, and this is the problem. Just another reaction here, it just says here, well, my favourite cartoon was Dogtanyan. And I think that's a text that's come into the wrong programme. It's 1:29, next we will go Lonely Lunch Club, We are also going to be talking phobias this afternoon, because I have learned that producer Dave is, during that discussion, it turns out that Dave is, has got one of those allergies that's a bit of a fad.
Hmm. Oh.
You know that?
Oh.
What is it, yours?
Don't be mean. I just don't eat gluten. What's wrong with that?
It's not real.
Well, gluten is real.
Yeah, it's mate. Intolerance isn't, is it? He's made it up.
Intolerance to things that isn't real.
Yeah, it's fad. Yours is a fad. You're not I'm prepared to accept there are gluten intolerant people, but okay. You're not. You're just doing it because it's what they do in Shoreditch now. No, sure. There's all these pop-up gluten shops.
And gluten.
You've just decided.
Giving out the gluten.
Yeah, that's what they do there. All these people with gluten in their beards. Don't they, Victoria? Gluten in their beards. You've seen them.
No, I think you're wrong.
Okay. But you're just saying that because I had a go at you yesterday.
No!
It's just a fad with you. You're just thinking, what can I be treading? Well, what can make you stand out?
I got ginger hair and a beard.
That's bad enough. When we go to the pub, I go, what do you want to drink? And you go, have they got any gluten-free beer? Yeah. And I just want to punch you in the face.
That's fine.
But do you know what we're going to do, though?
If today, you reach my face, you'd be able to punch me in it.
Today...
John's quite small, if you don't know. It's like... Carry on, mate, sorry.
Today, it's because of your made-up phobia.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird phobias, and I mention this because I was talking to someone only last night about phobias.
Yeah.
I don't like spiders. That's a real one, Dave.
I'm not claiming mine's a phobia. I don't cower in the corner at the sight of a bat.
I've seen you do. I've seen you. Call in other people to deal with a bap. You've stood there and said, I can't go in that room unless that bap's gone.
Mm.
And you make them put it under a glass with a bit of card and throw it out.
Do you remember the time he hid a crouton under his pillow?
I know! He went crazy!
I told you, stop breaking into my bedroom. It's weird.
But I was talking about this, and people do have weird phobias. For instance, someone I was talking to has a fear of mayonnaise, which sort of ties in, which I didn't know was even a thing. But apparently, a fear of mayonnaise. So weird, I'm going to go for weird things that freak you out this afternoon, right? It's just going to be our text thing that I've just decided to have.
Okay.
So you can weird things that freak you out, strange phobias, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
There you go. 131 talk radio. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Talk radio.
Crisis meetings are taking place to try and save the British steel industry. The Prime Minister chaired talks earlier, while Business Secretary Sajid Javid travels to India later, where he'll speak to Tata bosses who want to sell their British business. The Welsh First Minister, Carwyn Jones, was at the meeting with the PM earlier.
I was glad to hear the Prime Minister say that nothing is off the table. One of the options must be for the UK government to take over Tata's assets, if that's needed, in order for a suitable buyer to come forward, and I was heartened to hear that nothing is off the table.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's demanded an independent investigation into all British people named in the so-called Panama Papers. World leaders, celebrities and even relatives of the Prime Minister are mentioning leaked details of offshore accounts used to reduce taxes. Paddy Power Betfair is cutting 650 jobs in the UK and Ireland after their merger in February. Bookmaking shops won't be affected, but jobs are expected to go in departments like legal, HR and finance. A poll suggests one in five teachers have had to deal with suicidal pupils. Children are being driven to self-harm because of stress caused by tests, social media pressure, according to the Association of Teachers and Lecturers. Just 1% of new dads have taken advantage of share parental leave since it was introduced a year ago. Couples can share up to 50 weeks of time off work, but most say financial restraints have stopped them. And a chair used by J.K. Rowling when she wrote the first two Harry Potter books is due to be sold at a sale in New York tomorrow. The 1930s era oak seats already fetched $65,000 in pre-auction bidding. The weather, rain gradually clearing in northern areas, dry in the south with some decent sunshine highs of 15 degrees. More in half an hour.
A chair. Just because it tell us that again.
A chair used by J.K. Rowling when she wrote the first two Harry Potter books is going to be sold at an auction in New York tomorrow, and people are really keen on it.
Why?
She probably thought I can get a few quid for this.
She doesn't need a few quid.
No.
Why not?
It's got millions.
Harry Potter and the ongoing cash cow.
There's a certain thing called greed.
Are you calling
J.K. Rowling greedy?
Wow. On national radio, Victoria.
No.
You just said that J.K. Rowling is consumed by greed.
No, I'm not saying she is, but someone who knows her or has her seat is, possibly.
I find it odd that someone would pay that. Did you say $65,000? I find it odd that someone would just pay that for just where J.K. Rowling's arse has been. Mm. Why would you do that? You know, it's not going to rub off on you, is it?
Probably not.
No, I mean, it's not going to, you know...
How much do you think we can sell Cornelius's chair for?
Not that much.
When he writes those haikus.
My haiku chair?
Yeah.
That's more a beanbag, actually. I sit on a beanbag and, well, it's actually a train chair and it changes every day.
This is great. So we will be back. We're going to launch Headline Hijack. Victoria, of course, will be speaking a lie out of her mouth in the news at 2 o'clock. If you'd like that lie to be yours, we're opening Headline Hijack up now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:36, good afternoon. And so then, to Headline Hijack, as I just mentioned, at 2 o'clock there will be the news. You expect that, don't you? Because it's the radio and the news is at the top of the hour. And also the bottom of the hour in the case of Talk Radio, where it also comes out of Victoria's face. But at 2 o'clock, the news will contain precisely one lie. I would like you to hijack the news at two with your lie. I would very much like you to send in a made-up news story. If yours gets chosen and read as fact, congratulations. You are today's Headline Hijack winner. The lines are open for it now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Use that talk name, do you want to finish it?
Not mess with any word, you know.
So let's see what's coming in so far for Headline Hijack. Then, what have we here? The stationers, Staples, who sent this in? Gary. Have announced that they are branching out into a new cosmetic business venture, focusing on gastric bands. Stomach Staples are planned to be available in store from early next year.
Very good, Gary.
Stomach Staples.
Very droll.
Good. What have you got there? Cornelius.
According to Darren in Winchester, following the Panama tax haven scandal, the nation has been shocked by the Huddersfield Papers scandal when it was revealed that Mrs. Jones from number 46 had been stealing her morning paper from Mr. Jacobs' doorstep at number 48.
Do keep those coming in with your headline hijacks then, because the lines are open and they're open for the next 22 minutes. And if yours gets into the news at 2, congratulations. Let's, however, make someone's lunchtime slightly fewer lonely.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Ah, here we go then. If you are a regular and regular listener, you will know that this is where we play virtual friend and or colleague according to your whim and desire. Are you lunching alone? Do you lunch alone? Are you shunned by everyone you work and or live with? If so, we can help. We can be your lunchtime friend. It's 1:38. That means it's slap bang almost in the middle of that lunchtime. And what are you doing with it? Alone. Allow us to help you now. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. If it is you and you want to get on the list for us to speak to you at this time on a weekday, just to chit-chat about this and about that. It can be anything you like, that's the point, isn't it? Because we play friend or colleague, and it's just idle chat. Just idle workplace or home-based chat. Just idle chat.
Just idle chat.
Just idle chat.
Just idle chat.
It's idle chit-chat. And it's idle chat.
Yes.
You decide. It could be about last night's television, it could be relationship issues, it could be anything. It's just
anything.
It's idle chat.
It's just idle chat.
It's just idle chit. An idle chat. On the phone today for our new member of Lonely Lunch Club is Tracy. Hello, Tracy.
Good afternoon.
Hi. How are you?
I'm not too bad at the moment because I've come away from the Lonely Laminating.
Lonely Laminating?
Lonely Laminating. Oh. It's got to be the most soul-destroying job.
Yeah. Tracy, where do you laminate?
I have laminated the sitting room, a bedroom, and I'm now currently doing a 27-foot hallway.
Oh, you see, when I thought you said laminating, I thought you meant as in, you know, little passes in a little laminator that you'd get from Staples.
You mean like little bits of paper that you put in a plastic machine that makes them all neat and tidy. No, this is real laminating of floors.
Right, and how long have you laminated?
I've been doing it for years.
Yes.
On a personal level, sort of in homes, etc., and for friends.
Yes.
But I've moved into this new property about 4 or 5 months ago, and I've had to do every room alone. I've got children grown up.
Yep.
Just me and the dog.
Yep.
Old dog.
Can you not train the dog to help laminate?
The dog actually flattens it for me.
Good.
She's a big dog, so as I lay a few planks, she comes along and she squashes down on them. So she's doing her bit for laminating.
Why is laminating such a lonely industry, Tracy?
I just think it's got to be the most monotonous job. And you get, you know, you saw a piece of wood, you've got the noise of the drill, you grit your teeth and you get through that bit, you lay a new plank, you hammer that in, you go back to it. It's tedious.
Yeah.
So therefore, to me, that makes it lonely. And no one wants to spend any time with you when you're laminating, you know.
Right. So So as it is Lonely Lunch Club, of course, we are now choosing to spend time with you. First and most important question, what are you having for lunch?
I've had a small tub of rice pudding and a banana.
Good choice. Right.
It's a good choice, yeah. Sandwiches, again, quite boring item, quite lonely item, so I thought I'd make a change today.
Cheer yourself up.
Cheer myself up, have a banana.
Yeah.
Good for the health as well, obviously.
Good for the health of the laminator.
The other thing I wanted to mention today.
Yes, you can talk about anything you like. We'll start the role play. Let's go.
Fantastic. Dental appointments.
Yep.
Another lonely occupation.
Yep.
If you go to the dentist, you know you've got an appointment. People don't want generally to come with you. It's very much another lonely
occupation. Let's role play that.
Yeah,
so have you, I'll pretend that I've just been to the dentist, right, and
right,
I've just walked in, right?
Yep.
So let's start the role play. Yeah.
Am I the dentist then?
No, you're the you're you.
I am the laminator.
You are the laminator. Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
Laminator 2, Judgment Day. Oh, come in now. Oh, hi, Tracy. You have been busy while I was at the dentist.
Yes.
Look at all the laminating.
You've
done really, you've laminated hell of a lot, actually. I'm sorry I couldn't help, because I had to go to the dentist. I've got, an impacted face.
An impacted face?
Yeah.
An impacted floor. That makes two of us.
Yeah. So, how's it been going anyway? How's it,
It's going all right. I've cut myself about 4 times.
Right. Mm.
I've got a couple of pinches on the fingers, and I've managed to knock a hole in the wall. So, going great.
That's good. Right. We've chatted. We've done sort of work-based laminating chat.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm
a dentist.
I'll keep up the dentist theme for you. Hang on. I've got an infected face and I can't speak properly because I had an injection. I mean, you know, just by way of idle chit-chat, Tracy, what do you make of dentists?
Oh, I think they're a horrible breed of person. Absolutely. I think they're actually sadists. They are. They're sadists. They're sadists on the side.
Is it safe?
Have you ever seen the smile they do when they raise the needle to your mouth? There is definitely some evil there.
Is it
most
safe?
Definitely. I feel for your impacted face, but the dentist won't. Trust me on that.
Is it safe, Tracy?
No. Definitely not.
Is it safe?
No. It's not safe. It's not secure.
It's
a dangerous place to be.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
Am I safe?
Is it safe? It's a dentist reference. It was Marathon Man. The film Marathon Man.
Safe,
to remember, Marathon with Man. Dustin Hoffman and good Laurence Lord. Olivier, wasn't
going
it?
Back years now. Seen it.
Marathon Man, is it safe? He says as he's the dentist in the chair. Is it safe?
Oh,
I was just referencing. Just dental chit chat.
I haven't seen it.
No, well.
I haven't seen it.
Of course, it's called Snickers Man now, that film, isn't it?
Yes, they remade it, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's right.
What was that all about, anyway? Marathon to Snickers.
Oh, this is good chat now. This is good chat. Well, good. They're very good question. I don't know. They do it a lot, don't they? They change.
They do.
They change the names willy nilly.
Opal Fruits to Starburst.
What are they thinking?
Spangles.
Well, just it's now it's turned into a Peter Kay routine, hasn't it? Or Michael McIntyre.
Do you remember this one? Hello, hi. Okay, now why do they change the name of sweets? Okay, because they are the same sweets. I've never gone to a confectioner's and gone, oh, I'll have, oh, what are they called? Opal. Oh, no, thank you. I don't want opal fruits. Thank you. I will be eating them once their name is changed. Thank you. Good day, sir.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Peter Kay, just remembering old sweets. Oh, do you remember Spangles? Do you remember things? Do you remember things? Yes, Peter, I do remember things.
Apple fruits.
Do you remember things or do you remember caravans? Yes, Peter, because they're still around. Do you remember garlic bread? Yes, of course I remember it. It's just there. Write a joke. Anyway, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Tracy.
And you too.
I hope we made your lunchtime less lonely. Fewer lonely.
And catch up with you one day soon, huh?
Excellent. That's Tracy there, laminating. She was having a lonely lunch. If you're having a lonely lunch and you'd like us to be your virtual friend or colleague, then get in touch, get on the list. 87222. Start your message with the word talk and then write lunch on it. Or you can use Twitter right now at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Absolutely. We'll get through some more headline hijacks next. This is Talk Radio, 1:45.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn. Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right. Got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good.
Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken McGrath!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Devon's A38 in Lee Mill is currently closed north at the Deep Lane Junction. There's been an accident involving a motorbike. There's congestion on the southbound M1 in Bedfordshire. One lane's out near Junction 30 for Bedford for the recovery of a broken down car transporter. Cambridge's northbound M11 queuing towards Junction 13 where the exit slip is closed. Northamptonshire's eastbound A14 is queuing past an accident between 1 at Welford and 2 at Kelmarsh. And in Lancashire, the A6 Garstang Road in Filsborough has northbound lane restrictions at Filsborough Lane because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight. With the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire. With me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back check. Bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family. With the Brothers Gould.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. It is the afternoon. It is a Tuesday. Just some of your reactions that are coming into Talk Radio. What reactions have we got?
Yes.
What reactions have we got? Reactions.
Toby says he can't believe it's not butter. And TalkSport listener who forgot to put talk at the start of their message has just said football.
Yeah, I've got... this has just come in. It just says, the Gardens of Babylon... Hanging's too good for them. Do keep your reactions coming in this afternoon. We've also got some crap phobias, by the way, which we were looking for as well, due to producer Dave's general levels of intolerance. And these are genuine. These are genuine, though. This is very good. Daisy in London. My friend is deathly afraid, seriously, of vacuum cleaners. She's got a phobia of vacuum cleaners.
Is her friend a dog?
She doesn't mention that, but maybe. the eyes on potatoes, says Lucy, make me cry and retch. And I sort of know what she means.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you can't leave them on, can you?
No. If you open the potato storage area and they've begun to sprout.
Ooh, do you know what I found the other day? In my cupboard. Back of my cupboard. Kitchen cupboard.
Is this a guessing game?
No, but you looked at me like you were disgusted.
No, just thought you were starting a game. I was going to start guessing what you found in your cupboard.
So, okay, what do you want to guess?
Argos catalogue.
No, we're good.
A
online now, really, isn't it?
No. I use it to kill spiders. Yeah, seeing phobias. Marrow.
Marrow.
Hay. Model house made of matchsticks.
Nope.
A squirrel.
Nope.
A pig.
Nope.
The actor Christopher Timothy's back catalogue. a DVD copy of the chat show Clive Anderson Talks Back from the 1990s.
I wish I had that.
A souvenir mug from Chester Zoo.
No, good zoo though.
A tea towel depicting scenes of Cornwall, including Merlin's Rock in the village of Mousel.
How did you... No.
A burkini, you know, from the news this week.
Yeah. No.
Is it any of these things?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you might as well just tell us what it is.
Oh, fine. Well, it relates to the thing it seems like we're talking about 8 minutes ago now, yeah. So it's going to make no sense.
Nothing you say makes sense.
Talking about eyes sprouting on potatoes.
Oh, yes.
I found an onion, and it had grown an entire spring onion out of the top of it.
What did you do with it?
Just chucked it in the bin.
Why? That's salad and vegetables.
I know. But I'm not very green-fingered, so I don't really know, like, I get scared of stuff like that.
See?
Like,
phobias.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Dave's scared of vegetables and gluten.
Just general agriculture he's scared of.
Dan, hi John, I've got a terrible fear of stickers. Genuinely don't like stickers. The noise they make when you peel them off the back.
I love stickers.
I don't like stickers. So when my niece is playing with them, I genuinely have to be in a different room. None of my friends know this about me, but listening, I just thought I wanted to share it. And I'm sure if they did, I would be inundated with stickers. It's just Dan. He hasn't put any more details than that. So if you know someone called Dan, just buy them stickers.
Yeah.
And then chances are it might be him.
Bad year to be afraid of stickers, isn't it?
Why?
Euros. So there's stickers around.
And the referendum. I bet they'll have some stickers.
Yeah? Referendum?
Yeah,
sticker book?
Well, just the people who are supporting it. They'll have yes or no.
Well,
stickers.
I've got the album. Yeah, the
one page album.
That's made of flat bread. It's weird, panini. but in it, you like the old football ones.
Every country in the EU.
And then you collect the people who are backing Brexit and the people who are opposed to it.
All right.
And you just collect them.
And you get the shiny ones with the policies on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Actually, I've got a swapsie.
Have you?
Yeah. Should we do a swapsie?
Yeah, yeah. What do you need?
I need
childcare. Have you got that?
Oh, I've got childcare, and I've got rulings on common agricultural policy. But I don't suppose you want that because you're frightened of agriculture.
Got three of them already, mate. I can't give them away.
It's the figurine panini. If you haven't got it, see your newsagent. Yeah. The figurine panini Brexit sticker.
We should. Do you know what? We should genuinely try and make. We should genuinely try.
You know when you say a sentence, that when you come on air, you really thought, I'm probably never going to say the sentence, figurine panini Brexit sticker book,
yeah.
But now I have.
I genuinely think we should try and manufacture one, and then when all the talk sport lot in the office get their Euro sticker books out,
yeah.
We could just wander over with our Brexit ones and shout swap and need.
Yeah. So we really want to hear from you if you've got any swapsies, and also if you've got any crap phobias. Kyle's in Eltham says, hi John, my girlfriend is petrified of slugs and snails. I even got a text from her last night saying she'd accidentally touched one and was crying. It's a thing. So weird crap phobias, please, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, headline hijack then. Let us find a winner whose made-up news story lie will come out of Victoria's face in about 5 minutes' time. It will be a headline hijack. The reason for doing it? Ask me the reason for doing it.
John!
Put your hand up if you want to ask a question. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yes. I was just wondering why you're doing this.
Because it's still lunchtime for many. Oh. And that means people or persons or personages have perhaps left the office to go down to a well-known high street purveyor of bread-based fare. And
is that what pret a manger is in English?
Yes, that's what it means. What is it, menge?
Pret a manger, whatever it is.
Okay, away in a manger.
Do you actually know what it means, Cornelius?
Food to go?
No.
Oh, something like that.
You do French at school, don't you?
No, I did German.
What's German for?
Pret a manger.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, admittedly, you don't know what it means in the first place, so this is quite
difficult. Essen zu gehen.
What does that mean?
Food to go.
Well, that's not what it means.
Well, I don't know. H&M is heart and M in Germany.
What does B and Q stand for?
B and Q.
Where were we? Oh, that's right, headline hijacks. scientists have discovered... This is always in the news, isn't it? This is from Lisa in Cudrow. Scientists have discovered that a cocktail of coffee, wine and walnuts will cause, prevent, worsen and cure cancer all at the same time. And the Daily Mail will be having a special pull-out issue, as usual, for that tomorrow. What have you got there? Cornelius.
Yes, according to Michael, following the success of BuzzFeed articles, BBC News has changed its format of its broadcast to exclusively list-based content. Apparently on BBC Breakfast tomorrow, they'll be having 13 moments from friends that have predicted the outcome of previous general elections and 15 pictures of cats that perfectly sum up the Brexit debate.
All of that is... Did we say that?
Michael.
Michael, thank you, Michael. However, that didn't get into the news.
No.
But one has. And before I tell you who's won today's headline hijack, let me briefly tell you what's coming up in the rest of the show, in case you missed it earlier. Your chance to win some meat. That's right. There will be a game before 4 o'clock of Band or Name of Offshore Investment Company. Band or Name of Offshore Investment Company will be coming up on this programme. The big debate will be at 3 o'clock. There will be a diversity paper review, some work experience punditry, and corporate guff speak. And if you don't know what that is, I'll explain. I'm not going to explain it now. I'm going to explain it later. Because frankly, we need to find out who has won Head on Hijack. Cornelius, who is it?
Why, John, it is Phil in Bramley.
Phil is in Bramley. Congratulations, Phil in Bramley. Yours will come out of the mouth of Victoria in the news, which is after these commercials.
Talk radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Now at TradePoint, we've got new lower prices on toilets, basins and taps.
from top trade brands including Ideal Standard, Cook & Lewis and Plumshaw. Stocked in volume, in store. With our great range of bathrooms, we've got the full package to save you time and money. So, why go anywhere else? Visit your local store today to talk to us about your next quote. Trade up.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free, and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Right, it's just about Talk Radio. 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news now.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Corbyn's called for a probe into Cameron's taxes.
I think the Prime Minister, in his own interest, ought to tell us exactly what's been going on.
Hope for steelworkers after Number 10 summit. And the X Factor's lost another judge.
Talk Radio.
Labour is trying to increase pressure on David Cameron over his family's tax affairs. It's after the leaking of financial details from a law firm in Panama, showing how the rich and famous use offshore schemes to reduce the amount of tax they pay. The Prime Minister's late father's mentioned among the 11 million documents. Jeremy Corbyn disputes Downing Street's claim it's a private matter.
It's a private matter insofar as it's a privately held interest, but it's not a private matter if tax has not been paid, and so an investigation must take place. Independent investigation, unprejudiced, to decide whether or not tax is owed or not.
The Prime Minister has chaired crisis talks to try to save thousands of steel jobs on a day in which key meetings could determine the future of the industry. The Business Secretary is holding discussions with a potential buyer for the threatened Port Talbot steelworks before flying to India tonight to meet the current owners, Tata. Sajid Javid says he wants to try and ensure the process goes smoothly.
What I want to achieve mostly out of that is to have a sort of final agreement on the sales process. And again, it comes back to our role, the UK government role. I want to make sure that when the sort of documentation for that is issued, that it's clear that the UK government understands it's got a role to every potential buyer and that we are well coordinated with Tata.
Police say they're extremely concerned for the safety of a 14-year-old girl who's been missing for 10 days. Jade Lynch disappeared in St Helens after telling her brother she was going to meet someone. Officers say she has links to Merseyside and Manchester, but may know people as far north as Cumbria and as far south as Bristol. Jade's sister Stephanie says the family just wants to know she's okay.
We really want her back. We love her so much. We just want to know that she's safe, because at the moment, you know, we don't know anything. All kinds of things are running through our mind. We just want to know that she's safe, that's all. It's not like her at all. It's completely, you know, out of the blue.
Syria's military has confirmed one of its warplanes has been shot down over Aleppo province. Officials think it was hit by a surface-to-air missile. A monitoring group says the pilot who ejected was captured by militants from the Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. Hundreds of jobs are at risk at the supermarket Sainsbury's, according to unions. Unite says changes in management structure could see 850 roles go. And a spokesman for The X Factor has wished Cheryl all the best with her return to music. The star's left the show so she can work on a new album.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain gradually clearing in northern areas, dry in the south with some decent sunshine, highs of 15 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Aston Villa striker Dwight York says he wants the vacant manager's position at Villa Park. York hasn't managed before, but he told TalkSport this morning he has the backing of Sir Alex Ferguson. There's a full programme in the Championship tonight. Among the fixtures, leaders Burnley take on Cardiff. The Clarets are 3 points clear at the top of the table. Second place Middlesbrough host Huddersfield, with third place Brighton at Birmingham. And Rangers manager Mark Warburton is telling his players to relish tonight's chance to win promotion back to the top flight of Scottish football. They'll be promoted to the Premiership and claim the Championship title if they beat Dumbarton at Ibrox. Rangers have been working their way back up the divisions after liquidation in 2012 demoted them to the fourth tier. Warburton says it will be an occasion to savour.
A sellout Ibrox crowd with a chance to win the title is fantastic. For a young player, for any player, for Kenny, Lee and all the young guys that come in, what a magnificent opportunity to do it. Something that you work all your career for and you want to be part of those type of games.
That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And Birmingham today becomes the first UK city to have mains pipe supply of milk to every home. A third tap needs to be fitted in the house for £199. But then you have unlimited chilled milk as conveniently as hot and cold water.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
please salute you.
Play Misty.
Right then, 4 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. If you are just joining us from lunch, that was Victoria with the news. It is Talk Radio, and the full lineup of Glastonbury, of course, is out today. We've added more names to the bill. Let me just run through some of them now. Gavin Essler and his band, of course, Fidel Castro. The Royal Marching Band of the Coldstream Guards will be headlining on the Sunday night now, of course. Radio 4 Midweek presenter Libby Purvis is added to the bill. Radovan Karadzic on the Murderous Despot stage. Eddie Stobart, Adele and Hewlett-Packard, both in the computer tent. And Angela Eagle MP, the Shadow First Secretary of State and Shadow Secretary of State for Business, Innovation and Skills, will be playing a full set on the Saturday. The whole lineup, of course, on the website at talkradio.co.uk.
Talk Radio.
Let's go to Cornelius for some reaction this afternoon. A lot more of your reaction coming in, as you'd expect it, to Talk Radio Station. That's what happens. What reactions have you got?
John, the mailbags are full. Lee in Lee says, leave it out. And Born Again has said that there's actually priests who can cure that.
Right, I've got just simply outraged. That's just come in there from Holly. Enrage has just come in from Bill. Which I think covers both sides of that debate, actually.
In
many ways. So it is Talk Radio. We'll get through some more of your reactions. If you'd like to react, then react on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can Twitter it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
But now it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Right then, Work Experience Punditry, you know how it works. It works very much like this. A Work Experience one will come in here and act the pundit for us. Very much discovering the new generation of critics. And with the added bonus, of course, that we simply don't have to pay them. It's Tuesday, it means, is it music?
It's music.
It's music, Aidan is back with it. what have you got, musically speaking, for us today?
I've got loads of stuff. Do you want a review? Do you want to kick off with a review? Should we do that?
What are the other options?
Yeah. Well, I got a couple of reviews and some news.
Two reviews and one news.
Two reviews and a couple of news.
I feel two reviews and two news.
Well, yeah. Let's start.
Do you like news or reviews better?
It's hard, isn't it? Hard
to I'd quite like to do a review. Can I do a review?
Well, that's not, you're not really in charge of it.
So, Drake. Are you familiar with Drake?
Sir Francis Drake.
Him.
Very familiar.
Yeah. I think you'll... So he's
defeated the Spanish Armada in 1581.
That exact same.
Sorry, 1587. He was knighted in 1581 for services to circumnavigation. But only 6 years later, in 1587, was when he defeated the Spanish Armada.
And he was very good in Degrassi High.
Yes. I don't know what you just said.
Okay, so, Drake, he has... Well, a track has been leaked from his upcoming new album, Views from the Six. He's previously released a single earlier in January, Summer 16, which is very
good. Just back up. What is a Drake?
Drake, you know.
Pop star,
R&B, hip-hop, you know.
Used to be in a program called Degrassi High. That's what I was talking about.
No, none of this is helping.
He's a Canadian man.
Canadian man, yeah.
Good start, right.
He was a teenage actor.
Yes. I didn't know that. Was he really?
Yeah, he's very big in his youth. He's in it's the Canadian equivalent of Saved by the Bell.
What's his proper name?
Oh, it's Sir Francis.
Coachella Festival, Madonna kissed him on stage and looked disgusted. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. No. I don't really do showbiz.
You made jokes about it at the time.
His name is Aubrey Drake Graham. I didn't know that.
Okay.
No.
Aubrey.
Oh, he's my age. Oh, it's always so disappointing.
Drake, Drake, yes.
Drake, right. So a track from this upcoming album has been leaked called right. Faithful, featuring, I know, one of your favourite artists, Pimp C.
Oh, I love Pimp C.
So I think...
Hang on, is it Pimp C or Pimp C?
It's Pimp and then like a capital C.
Like vitamin, right, like hepatitis.
Hepatitis, yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
So I believe we've got a clip coming up.
Okay, let's have a listen to... Sorry, this is Drake or Pimp C?
This is Drake featuring Pimp C.
It's Faithful. Drake, brilliant. It's Drake featuring Pimp C. Wanna watch you do work while I sit back. Cause you talk like you got what I need. You talk like you got the juice and the squeeze. Working, 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 angel. You don't have no time to lay up. You just trying to be somebody. That is a point.
I really like it.
I think it's a really good
What's
song.
What's wrong with you? That isn't...
Did you ever hear Hotline Bling? Did you ever hear that song?
Just stop saying words!
Well, it's...
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm not letting that pass, right? Okay, that was rubbish.
Were you really against that song?
Well, I wouldn't even go as far as to call it a... So I sound like my dad now. I wouldn't go so far as to call it a song, really. I mean, it was just some sort of like...
It's more a racket, isn't it?
It's atonal white noise.
Well, look, I tell you what.
It's like tinnitus.
I tell you what.
It's like you're rapping tinnitus at me.
Do you want me to carry on with this review, or should I just do...
Tell me about Hotline Bling.
Well, no, because I'm just thinking. So the Hotline Bling, the whole production style of this particular tune, is kind of like Hotline Bling, kind of like Sweet 16, very sparse, very mature. Pimp C is actually excellent in the song. There's a few sweary words in his verse, so we can't include it today, but it is very good. It's got killer bassline, catchy hook, and I'm excited for his new album. That's and you should be too, honestly.
All I am now.
That's all it took.
Yeah, you've won me over, to be honest.
Should we do Pet Shop Boys?
In a manner of speaking. Who just swallowed a drink noisily?
No, sorry.
It's just rude, isn't it?
Part of
this whole thing is to, you know, draw Aiden into the world of broadcasting by teaching him, you know, the art of punditry. And you just treating it like it's not serious or something.
Art of idiocy.
Just drinking your drink noisily down a microphone. Sorry. I admit, though, horrible though the sound was. It was better than Drake.
Oh. Okay, Pet Shop Boys. Right, new album, 13th album, Super, released on the 1st of April. Now, it's produced by Stuart Price, who, are you familiar with Everything Everything?
Yeah, of course.
Last Year Get to Heaven, he produced that album, which was like my favourite album of the year. I think it's fantastic. He's also worked extensively with Madonna, Kylie Minogue, the Sister Sisters. So heavy emphasis on dance music, very clean, punchy production style, which is kind of perfect for the Pet Shop Boys sound. However much I love the Everything Everything record, it kind of was a little bit sterile.
Distant past,
exactly. And you kind of get that vibe with this album. It's all very kind of clean, clipped, but a little bit too clean and clipped.
What's this song called? This is the one they did on Graham Norton the other night.
I don't know, I didn't see it.
What's it called?
Well, the lead singer was the Pop Kids, and I think we might have a clip.
Pop Kids, song. Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah.
Here we go. I like the Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah, I do.
I've liked the Pet Shop Boys since they began.
Right.
Right. So
better than Drake?
Well, obviously. but Pet Shop Boys, I mean, you know, West End Girls was their first hit.
Right.
Right, going back all that. Was it 1986? And then they've only ever done good stuff, as far as I can see, the Pet Shop Boys. I mean, okay. And I like the fact that Neil Tennant used to be the editor of Smash Hits.
Right.
magazine, and then went on to become one of the big country's biggest pop stars. And I think they're excellent songwriters. I think Chris Lowe is a very good instrumentalist.
Right, yeah.
Well, see, I do know stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you're looking at me like you're out of touch, Dad.
No, not at all.
About the Pet Shop Boys.
Yes!
That doesn't help.
Well, it's stuff. I mean, you you know,
it's current. They're current still.
Yeah. Otherwise, why would trendy Aiden be talking about them? Eh?
Don't just flatter him with faint praise. Call him trendy.
Well, he knows about Pimpy Bling or whatever his name is.
Pimpsy. Yes. Pimpsy, get the name.
All right.
So, yeah, the single, I mean, it's decent enough. Good hook. Got your shiny, earwormy synth melodies. You've got your stabby keys. All that formulaic dance stuff. But, I mean, the album, it's not...
Is it?
No, it's kind of a little bit... It's kind of like the Primal Scream record I reviewed a few weeks back. It's kind of shiny on the surface, but not really much underneath.
So it's not their heyday. I mean, where was their heyday, Aiden?
The Pet Shop Boys, I'm not really that familiar.
Brilliant, I know more than him.
Do you know? But I mean, listening to that track, where would you place that in their back catalogue?
Oh, not, I mean, I'll have to hear the whole thing, but it's no Theme to the Clothes Show.
Right.
Is it? And it's no, we're SHOPPING. We're shopping. It's no that.
If you saw it on Graham Norton, they've become a parody of themselves in like their performance.
Right.
Well,
it's not very good for the radio, this obviously.
No, I realise you're now showing a video clip of Graham Norton in silence on the radio. I mean, we've sunk to some lows, but this.
I'm just showing you so you could describe it using painting pictures with words like you're supposed to be able to do as a professional radio host.
Well, they've
kind of got a Kraftwerk thing going on.
But they always have that.
Yeah, like I was going to say, it's nothing new.
No, it's nothing. That's what I mean, but they've just upped the ante and become like a parody of the Pet... If you were to do like a sketch show and do a parody of the Pet Shop Boys, that's what you'd do.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Flight of the Conchords did very well.
Yes.
If you recall that.
In
a City Life.
Pressure.
Yeah, that was a perfect parody of the Pet Shop Boys. So that's worth a see, isn't it? Do you want to play that out on the radio, Dave? Just pictures of it.
There it is.
Yeah, it's as good as I remembered. look, it's 2:15. We're going to have some kind of break. Yep. There'll probably be something about where the trade go in it. Where did the trade go?
Selco!
That's right. And when we come back, we'll do more reviews and news with Aiden, our work experience pundit. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95, benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint. By Dulux trade, when food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux trade, it's your reputation.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Wow, you drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Two lanes are out on the M6 in Lancashire South past an accident between 32 at the Broughton Interchange and 31 at Salmsbury. Northamptonshire's eastbound A14 has been closed again for accident investigation between 1 at Welford and 2 at Kelmarsh. There's queues on the M11 in Cambridgeshire, north towards Junction 13 where the exit slip is closed. Oxfordshire's A34 south between the Milton and the Chiltern interchanges is still down to one lane because of an accident. And a breakdown on the southbound M1 in Bedfordshire is causing queues towards Junction 13 for Bedford. I'm Jarena Adams.
What will you find at the Audi Q event? The spacious Audi Q7? Tick. The elegant Audi Q5? Tick. The stylish Audi Q3? Tick. Attractive finance offers? Tick. Available only for a limited time? Tick. Talk. The Audi Q event. The ideal time to explore the Audi SUV range. From the 9th to 18th of April at your local Audi center. See audi.co.uk/Q event. Audi. Vorsprung der Technik. Finance subject to status, available to 18s and over. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Offers valid until 30th of April. Audi Financial Services.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and just before we get back to Aidan and his music reviews, it is time to bring you the news in an easier form than is normally digestible. Because it's very complicated, the news, isn't it? It's very complicated. However, here on Talk Radio Afternoons is where we simplify it by bringing you the news through the medium of the art of Japanese poetry. It is five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables again. It's the news in haikus.
Dad's offshore banking, and he porked a pig.
The news in haikus. Then we go back to Aidan, who is today's work experience pundit. You'll know if you're a regular listener that we are road testing the next generation of reviewers and pundits, because you turn on the television or the radio or turn on your newspaper and you see the same faces, don't you? The same old people, the same old faces all reviewing things. But no, we are looking for the next generation. Alright. of pundits. And Aidan is it. And he's doing music. Just like you heard there.
Yeah.
Quite weirdly. We've heard of some Drake.
Yep.
Pimpsy. And his friend Pimpsy.
Yeah.
And we've done Pet Shop Boys.
Pimpsy Jones, yeah.
What have we got next?
Well, just some news. Out some news.
Yeah, please, news us.
Well, the David Bowie Memorial Concert.
Now, yes.
This is something interesting. I think it was on the first, Friday the first. 6,000 people. Packed the Radio City Music Hall in New York City, and it was also streamed live, so there's like tens of thousands of people watching it.
Yes. Cool.
So they had a stellar lineup. Mumford and Sons performed It Ain't Easy. Debbie Harry sang a rendition of Starman. The Flaming Lips performed Life on Mars. And apparently Wayne Coyne was sat on top of a Chewbacca. They got Chewbacca on the stage, and he was like wearing a long silvery. I don't know. He was sat on the shoulder of the Chewbacca. And
right.
Yeah.
It's what David Bowie would have wanted.
Yeah. And the kind of the show stealer was Michael Stipe. Now, have we seen his beard? It is magnificent.
No,
it's like the Roy Keane beard that he's got going on. It's huge. Great,
yeah. No, I didn't. Because Stipe's been off the scene for a while, of course.
So he kind of did
an REM split up. Yeah.
He kind of did this sort of part spoken word, part sung rendition of Ashes to Ashes. It's a nice, quite touching rendition.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube, available to watch. But his beard, it's like, I don't know if you ever saw Roy Keane's beard when he grew a beard. Yeah.
I didn't. Dave, in his new role as the visual director of the radio show,
it's like something out of Game of Thrones.
Now holding up a picture of Stipe with beard. That is.
I'll tell you what.
That's got Revenant written all over it for me.
It's Saddam Hussein's beard from when he got found.
Yes, it
when
is.
When they found him, it's the same beard.
Well, that did go up for auction, didn't it?
After the
dictator's hanging, and they put his beard up for auction. But I didn't know Stipe had put a beard.
Yeah,
in. Paid a stipend, if you will.
Very good.
Yeah, or even if you won't, for Hussein's beard. That's good though, isn't it?
Mm.
Imagine that, where perhaps Stipe has a collection of dictators' facial hair.
I wonder who it will go to next once Michael Stipe puts it up.
A Tutankhamun one with the long one. sort of the chin, the extended chin.
Tutankhamun was not a murderous despot.
Well, pyramids.
Well, pyramids.
Yeah, he's got a good point, pyramids.
Yeah, he's got a point, yeah, pyramids. Well,
when you think about any sort of triangle, really.
Yeah. Well, it brings us back to the weaponization of Dairy League triangles that we were talking about earlier in the programme, that, doesn't it? The triangle is the most dangerous geometry.
Yeah.
What? Anyway, well, Snipes collection of beers.
I thought of a thought exercise. So you're here, us, we're all...
So what are you doing now?
So we're famous, we're world famous artists. We've got a huge back catalogue, millions of records sold.
Yes.
Hit records, people love us.
Yes.
Our passing is mourned worldwide.
Yes.
Who would you want to play at your memorial concert?
Are you getting this back on track now?
Yes.
Oh, right, good. Glad one of us is. who would I want to play?
Yeah.
Magnum.
Right.
The 1980s new wave of British heavy metal band Magnum.
Right.
With Tony the Hat Clarkin on guitar.
Right.
And Bob Catley on vocals. And I'd want them to do their album On a Storyteller's Night.
Right.
In full.
Okay.
Was that the answer you were expecting?
No, but I feel there is a wonderful segue about to happen.
Go on.
You're about to play a song.
Well, yes, but I wanted to answer the question about
sure. You know,
the best of your review of the thing first.
Right. Yeah.
Who would you have played?
Oh, who would I have?
Yeah. I assumed that was leading somewhere.
Well, I was hoping we could all answer.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It was a group exercise.
Yeah, it was a group exercise.
Oh, well.
Just a thought experiment.
Oh, I thought you were about to say, so they had this. Oh, well, who would you, Aiden? Who would you?
Probably Radiohead, probably. And that'd probably be it, actually. I think that'd be fine with me.
Right.
I think they would open and just do like a chance set.
I just have Drake in the hope that John was there.
And Pimp C.
His most minimalist stuff.
If I die, right, and my passing is mourned,
yeah.
And there, you know, is a concert,
yeah.
Which could happen.
Right. Sure.
If you book Drake,
yeah.
I will come back. I'm promising you this now.
Okay.
I will come back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And because of your faddy gluten intolerance, I will waterboard your face, your ginger face,
yeah.
With gluten.
I'll tell you water.
And I'll put croutons in your eyes. Like Tutankhamun, see how I bring it back. Tutankhamun.
Tutankhamun.
Yes. And you know how he was buried with a death mask?
Yeah.
With his eyes closed, probably.
Yeah.
With something.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be you, but with a mask made of bread, with croutons in your eyes, and just waterboarded with glue. And I'll come back from the dead to do that, if you book Drake for my memorial concert.
Do you know what the inherent flaw in your plan is?
I have a good guess.
Apart from the obvious resurrection.
Yeah.
Is there one other than that?
Yeah. The other one is that your entire stance on my gluten intolerance to date has been based on the fact that I'm not actually intolerant to gluten. So all we've done is put a bit of bread on my face. And I'm just having a nice time.
Well, why do you drink gluten-free beer then, you massive pot?
I'm saying your stance.
This is my point. Oh.
Your stance on it is that it's a fad and I'm not actually intolerant.
Yes.
Therefore, from your point of view,
you
don't believe that I would react to it.
Are you intolerant to gluten?
Yes.
Yeah, you're not.
For the purpose of... Well, exactly, so why are you putting bread on my face?
It's an experiment.
Anyway, rest in peace, David Bowie.
Aiden, what else have you got?
I got some awards. Juno Awards.
I doubt that. What?
So the Juno Awards.
Yes.
Celebrating Canadian musicians and artists was held at the Canadian Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences.
Right.
Sunday evening. And among the winners was Drake. Rap Recording of the Year.
How did that win?
Adele won International Record.
Don't know the computers are available.
Yeah, so The Weeknd. Are you familiar with The Weeknd?
Yes, it's,
Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
What a stupid question. He swept the awards this year, winning Artist of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, Sizzle of the Year for I Can't Feel My Face. You must have heard that tune.
What, it's called The Weeknd?
The Weeknd, but without the second E.
Yeah, you'll hate this.
Or the third E.
The third E. Yeah. So it's W-E-E-K-N-D. And also it's just a solo artist.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
And he also won the Album of the Year and Soul R&B Recording of the Year for Beauty Behind the Madness, which was the album he released last year. Very good. You see, you're not enthused by this piece of news, I can see.
It says here on a text from Shuffle.
Right.
Which is probably one of those DJs that you like. can we get the work experience, that's you, Aiden, to review some Magnum, as you just mentioned, John?
Yeah.
So now you won't be familiar with the band Magnum.
No.
Right? Just as I am unfamiliar with the oeuvre of Drake. So allow me, Aidan, for the first time.
Yeah.
All right. To play you some Magnum.
Okay.
And as our music reviewer.
Yeah.
You can review it and tell me what you think.
Right.
So this is, from their On a Storyteller's Night album. And it's called On a Storyteller's Night. It's Magnum. On Talk Radio.
Quite a long intro, isn't it?
Yes, sure.
I've turned this off, it landed in my intro.
Shh, here it comes. There's a storm lamp on the table, throwing shadows to the gable, and you swallow if you're able. Yeah.
On a storyteller's night. Yeah. From the pool house, chimes in different. Seven towers,
seven sisters.
Every black heart
walks the distance on a storyteller's night. Here we go.
Try to sleep on your pillow and dream. Sleep.
Gets going in a minute.
All God's children to keep.
Here it comes.
But we all lose track of time. Disappears like painted lies. Keep the nightlight burning.
Yeah, yeah. Keep your nightlight burning. Yeah. I'll be with you once again. There, the noise of Magnum.
Do you know the worst thing
on
is,
a storyteller's night.
The
there.
Worst thing about that song is that I think I know all the words now because over the last, what, 9 or 10 years that we've been working together, yeah. You've done that about once a week.
That's right.
You made me listen to the first verse and chorus of Magnum's On a Storyteller's Night.
That's right.
Various reasons.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Aidan?
Can I be honest? It was one of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
See?
Ever. Yeah. So,
oh,
I'm going to be honest.
Suck up.
He knows he's going to go far in this industry. He knows where his bread is buttered. Aidan.
Yeah.
Would you like to come back next week? So it worked.
I would love to.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. Aidan, our work experience pundit. He is our music one. Thank you very much, Aidan. It's 2:31. Still to come on the program, you can win some meat in a game of band or offshore investment company. We'll have the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course, and corporate guff on the way in the next half an hour. It's 2:31. It is Talk Radio. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
In the last half hour, two teenage girls have been found guilty of murdering an alcoholic woman in her own home. The trial of the girls, who can't be named for legal reasons, heard they were aged 13 and 14 when Angela Wrightson was attacked in Hartlepool in December 2014. The 39-year-old had more than 100 injuries when she died. The Labour leaders called for an inquiry in the Prime Minister's family taxes. It's after David Cameron's late father's name appeared in leaked documents from a law firm in Panama about tax havens. Thousands of people joined a protest in Iceland yesterday demanding their Prime Minister resign after his name was included. Sigmundur Gunnlaugsson walked out of a TV interview as he was questioned about it.
I have not considered resigning, nor am I going to resign because of this matter. Now it's imperative that the government finishes the good work it's been doing.
Crisis meetings are taking place to try to save the British steel industry. The Prime Minister chaired talks earlier, while Business Secretary Sajid Javid travels to India later, where he'll speak to Tata bosses who want to sell their British business. A monitoring group says a pilot's been captured by Islamist militants in Aleppo. Syria's military says the pilot had ejected and a rescue mission's underway. Hundreds of jobs are under threat at Sainsbury's. The supermarket chain says it currently employs 870 store trainers, but they'll have to apply for just 280 new trainee manager roles. And Doncaster Rovers insist a competition to design their new away kit was fair after it was won by One Direction's Louis Tomlinson. He's had flights to Thailand to see the new shirt being made. The weather, rain gradually clearing in northern areas, dry in the south with some decent sunshine, highs of 15 degrees. More in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
Have you got are you scared of anything, phobic speaking?
I wouldn't say I'm scared, but
dairy products aren't really something that I'm into.
I know. Are you lactose intolerant, Victoria?
Yes, but the only dairy I'll eat is chocolate because it's worth it.
It's worth the pain.
Why are you not having a go at Victoria about her lactose intolerance? Like you have a go at my gluten intolerance.
Because lactose intolerance is a real thing, whereas gluten intolerance is something you made up.
I didn't make it up.
You made it. It's not real. I'm doing the controversial thing again on the radio.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, you spoke. Look, when I started here, Victoria, let me be honest with you, I had a meeting with the boss, and he said, since talk radio, got to say reaction things.
Okay.
Things to get reactions. So
provocative.
That, yes. Okay. Yes, like Julia Hartley Brewer.
Right.
So I'm channeling my inner Julia Hartley Brewer.
Have you been given some tips from her?
Some what?
Tips.
Oh, no. So gluten intolerant, gluten isn't real. It's like, it's made up like,
the what? Go on.
Bono.
Is it a big conspiracy?
It's not a real thing, like Bono isn't. This is phobias that have come in, Victoria.
Okay.
So people are frightened, genuinely phobic of things, and that's what we're doing this afternoon. Some silly phobias. I mean, they're real to them. But Derek has texted in saying, you know when you open up a big orange, and sometimes in the middle, there's a little orange?
Oh.
He says, that is an abomination.
What?
If you open up a big orange,
right.
Sometimes in the middle of it, there's like a little small version of an orange, which is just some not formed properly segments.
Russian orange, yeah.
Does he have issues with, like, because that happens with peppers as well? Is it just orange?
He hasn't mentioned peppers, Victoria. He's just said orange.
Sorry.
This is awkward for Chris. I have a phobia of vomit, John. It causes me to vomit. So if someone with me has a phobia that causes them to vomit, I also vomit. That's Chris's life.
That's bad, isn't it? Change
And hashtag crap phobias. Frank says, I once had a girlfriend that was petrified of bridges. Fine. keep crap phobias coming in by all means. Cornelius, some Rex, a reaction as well this afternoon. We've got reactions.
God help us.
Yeah.
That's come in.
Yep.
Hi, Cornelius, it's Mum. I've left your lunchbox in the fridge. That's from Anonymous. And how dare they? How dare they?
Thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, do keep reacting. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop. Look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
2:36, it is Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes, and for everyone texting is going, why isn't your web stream working? The answer to that is because it's Talk Radio. It's just, add it to the list.
Like, why are you answering the people that can't hear us?
Mm-hmm.
You're answering the people that can't hear us.
Shut up. So, it is time for opinion. Again, talk radio, you got an opinion in it. It's stuff. Because you'd heard that thing, it just said, we'll get you talking, right? And I followed that to the letter now. Because we'll get you talking with your opinion. We've been out on the...
Good segue.
We've been out on the streets... and other places that exist to find out what the people think. Today, what the people think. Do they think rubber bands? It's a big debate, this.
Mm.
Rubber bands or harpsichords? It's what the people think.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
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 Rubber bands.
Rubber bands.
Harpsichord.
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 I'll go rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Then I'll go harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
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 Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
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 Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Harpsichord.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber band.
And that's what the people think. Rubber bands or harpsichords. Join in with that debate by all means. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or go at talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. Yeah, that's what the people think. And this is this.
The John Holmes 22nd Showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
That is Georgie Rogers. She's on Virgin Radio, our brand new sister station, and their studios don't work either, I'm told. So, however, let that not stop us from launching new music here on Talk Radio. For as the head of music at Talk Radio, which is what I am, it seems that that remit falls very much into my domain. So, new music discovering on Talk Radio. It's called 22nd Showcase. If you were listening last week or the week before or whenever it was we last did it, you'll have heard it. The optimum place to discover brand new music across this country, because we do broadcast to England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, possibly Southern Ireland as well. I haven't checked. Or none of those places if you're listening to the web stream. It's the optimum time for discovering new music. That's right. It's 22nd Showcase. It's where we take new music sent to us by you. Are you in a band? Are you in a musician? Remove thyself and send us your music. You can send us MP3s. You can send. Where do we send them to now, Cornelius? Where do they come in?
Glad you email. Email, I guess.
You just guessed, do you?
Yeah, you can just... I don't want to give out my email.
Cornelius.Mendes @talkradio.co.uk.
That's it.
So send them to him if you are in a band and you'd like national radio airplay. But here's how it works. We're not like the other ones. We're not like Georgie Rogers at Virgin discovering new music on a new music discovery show. We don't waste our time like Georgie Rogers. Georgie on... And stupid is this? She will spend time, I'm not even joking, she will spend the time collating all the music she sent by bands and record companies on CD and on links and on the... Is MySpace still a thing?
No.
Okay, not that. Then whatever it is now that's that, she will...
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. She will listen to... She'll listen to all the music she gets sent on LinkedIn, right? And Tinder, and she'll... She'll listen to it all, and then... She'll curate it and play the stuff that she thinks is good or is going to be the next big thing. But she, what I'm saying is, she wastes her time listening to all that music. Oh. Whereas what she could do is what I do, which is pick one out of the pile and simply play the first 20 seconds of it on the radio. It's 22nd Showcase. And what's more, that makes it more of a level playing field, because it's not my opinion then, is it? Or anyone else's opinion. It's simply... a level playing field. You simply go, oh, everyone is equal in with a shout, is what I'm saying. Irrespective of skill. And I think that's a fairer way to do it.
That's very much how we cast this radio show with Cornelius.
Yes. And if it's a little bit like, think of me as the alive John Peel, right? Because even perhaps the most famous new music discoverer, John Peel, on BBC Radio 1. Nuts up now on the Carling Black Label. That's what he used to say, isn't it? And I am him. But alive. So, here's where we discover new music. Today, we have a new music band. Am I right, Cornelius?
They are of band nature.
Right. Whom are they called?
Starts Hill.
What?
Starts, as in multiple start.
Yes.
Hill, as in...
Is that all one
incline.
Word?
Incline. No, two words. Starts Hill.
Starts Hill.
Yes.
What do we know of them?
Well, apparently, according to this email, Starts Hill are a three-piece rock band situated in London, England. We consist of three members. Con Barkley on vocals and guitar. It's a con.
That's not short for Cornelius, though, is it?
I bet it is. Charlie Hawkins on bass and backing vocals. And Ben Bardsley Ball on drums. We've been playing music together since 2013 and are currently working on our second EP. Our debut EP was released in early 2015 and described by Genius Babble, which I think is just an online username.
You what?
I think it's an online... I think it's an online...
You think?
Yeah, I think it's a... I think.
Mm-hmm. It's you can do it when you try.
As a four-track wonder of music, it was also rated in their top five reviewed releases of 2015, and that's Genius Babble saying that.
Right. What are we gonna? What's the song we're gonna play? First 20 seconds of it. That's all we're playing. And bear in mind, we have not listened to this first. That's the point. Right. So what's the song called?
It's called Grace.
Grace.
Yes.
Okay. The first 20 seconds of it, and then we'll then we'll take a view. So this is Grace by
Starts Hill.
I like it.
Really? So nice you played it twice.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
Yeah, it's alright, wasn't it? It's good. It's good stuff.
You know, I thought, that wasn't
rubbish.
It'll teach Drake a thing or two. Won't make any sense if we weren't listening about half an hour ago. I like that. Them's the rules. That's 20 seconds. We've got to decide. Yeah. I say, this is what happens next. If we do like it, we obviously then pass it on to Georgie Rogers for her, to appraise and play on her show on Virgin. So it could be that Starts Hill get national radio airplay on Virgin. And she knows a lot about music. So if it's good, it goes into the folder marked
for the attention of Georgie Rogers.
And if it's absolutely musically appalling, just as a future note, it goes into the file marked
Russell Kane.
That's right. Who has a weekend show on Virgin, but knows nothing. So, that's how 20 Second Showcase works. But I'm going to say Georgie Rogers for that. What are you going to say, producer Dave?
I'm on the fence. On the fence. It's all right.
All right. Cornelius.
Mr. Biscuits on Twitter says, it's like Kenny Loggins' Footloose for the new millennium.
They should add that to their little app bio.
Yeah.
We should get Mr. Biscuits in instead of Aiden as well. That is erudite. Erudite music reviewing.
Anyway,
Where are you going to put it?
I'll put it in Georgie Rogers.
Okay, that's not the first time you've said that. So I will now tell you that you don't get to decide. The system.
Yeah, the system.
The system gets to decide where it goes. Now the system is quite complex.
Yep.
It has to be said. It's an entire system of sort of pipes, and we have to feed the song into the system.
Yep.
And it either goes, it just goes where it goes. Mm. It's not really up to us. So, yeah. Dave,
yep.
Could you pull the lever to activate the system? Georgie Rogers.
It's his folder.
Folder. It is. Congratulations to
Starts Hill.
Start Hill, who are Kenny Loggins' Footloose for the new millennium, according to Mr. Biscuits. So there you go, 20 Second Showcase. If you're in a band.
Stupid sentence, that one.
Yeah.
Have you not heard the show before? If you're in a band and you want to send us your music, then please do. You send them to your links to wherever it might be. You could get on the 20 Second Showcase to cornelius.mendez
at talkradio.co.uk.
There it is. 2:47. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box, broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months, then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer, terms apply.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. If you're quick, all new season spring collection sofas are half price, available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. Savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, not percent EPR representative.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Better news in Devon, the eastbound A38 through Lee Mill has reopened after problems, but it is still slow. A breakdown on the southbound M1 in Bedfordshire has left delays as you approach junction 13 for Bedford. The lane restrictions have recently been lifted. Northamptonshire's eastbound A14 is still closed between 1 at Welford and 2 at Cowmarsh for accident investigation work. Traffic crawling on the southbound M42 around junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry. You're down to one lane there because of an incident. And there's queues on the M6 in Lancashire south towards an accident near 32 at the Broughton interchange. I'm Joanna Adams.
He's the Bang Tidy telly talent with all the celebrity jokes. He's the loudmouth from Leeds who made his own movie. He's a magnificent mustachioed ladies' man. He's Keith Lemon. And this Sunday morning from 11, he goes through the keyhole at Talk Radio to join Eamon Holmes. Let's talk with Eamon Holmes and Keith Lemon. This Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's coming up to a time. Now, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon, and if you are a regular listener, you'll know that we have a little feature, a little featurette called Corporate Guff Speak. It's where producers Dave, Asprod, Cass are tasked with taking corporate guff to the boring meetings that they have to have. Now, we're just going to be doing that in 1 second, but I know there are a lot of reactions coming in to the show because people react. What we got coming? Let's just get through some more of them.
Yes.
Cornelius has got your reactions.
Yeah, the bosses have got in touch to say please don't mention pouring Strongbow into a morning coffee on air. And a list of American cliches has said loud, fat, guns, racist, stupid, and fat again.
Thanks very much. Simon Blatch on Twitter has got in touch here and says he's just tuned into Talk Radio in the afternoons and thinks it's one of the best shows.
Oh, really?
He's absolutely ever heard.
Thanks, Simon.
That's very good of you, Simon. Love the show, John.
Yeah.
He writes. So thanks very much for that. And as I mentioned, it's time for Corporate Guff Speak. You'll be aware, I do not doubt, if you've ever been in any kind of meeting, or you have to, as many of us do, associate with gits in the workplace, you will know that they are very fond, those people, aren't they? Very, very fond indeed of those phrases and sayings, those corporate ones that wind you right up. Just so annoying. You know the sort of thing. We've talked about it before, but let's remind ourselves. You know when people say things like, oh, okay, guys, let's compellingly harness long-term high-impact core competencies with dynamic core competencies on a holistically scale-adaptive, outside-the-box thought rather than state-of-the-art potentialities. You know when people say things like that, yeah, and you just want to punch them in the throat, don't you? Well, let's quickly impact the vertical markets vis-a-vis enterprise-wide benefits. And if we do that as a group, I think you'll find we'll credibly build market-driven initiatives after goal-oriented community. You know that sort of hateful, oh, I know, why don't we, everyone, just take a moment to anchor the thoughts of the group in the lagoon of creativity. So that sort of thing. Sort of thing that people who know how to work PowerPoint presentations will say in meetings.
I just don't know how to work PowerPoint, I discovered last week.
I've never done a PowerPoint.
Why would you want to?
No.
Why would you want to? I mean, you're not... Well, you are a git, but a different kind of one. So that's... You know, because there are gits, and there are gits that know how to use PowerPoint. And they're slightly more gitty. So that's the sort of... We had to sit through one here, didn't we, when we started? Do you remember? There was a PowerPoint presentation about the launch of the station.
Yeah, from the marketing campaign. God.
Anyway, so... it's corporate guff speak. What we'd like you to do is suggest a gittish phrase. You can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can do it at talk radio.
Start right, your message with any word that you like.
What happens then is you have to you have to send your phrase in, and then we'll pick one, and it has to go into the mouth of Dave or Cass. Dave, producer Dave.
Ooh.
Asprod Cass. Who has to then say that phrase in a meeting that one of them is called to with our bosses here at Talk Radio. That's how corporate guff speak works. It makes them look like an idiot in a meeting. That's the only reason we do it. And you are now invited to help join in with their idiocy and making them look foolish in front of me. Now, last week, Dave, you were off interfering with students in Cardiff. Cass, however, had to go to a meeting with Cass.
Laurie.
And Laurie is what?
A man.
Yes. What's he in charge of?
Boss.
Me and stuff.
Group executive editor.
There. And yes. Presumably you had to go to a meeting. What was the meeting about? I imagine it was boring.
It was about you, actually.
Right.
And I had to take Con with me, who I'm never taking him again.
Oh.
Because he's like a child on e-numbers.
Okay. Well, we've recorded it.
Yes.
So you had to get... Let's not... the phrase you had to get in was...
Can we submerge that in the no pool?
Can we submerge that idea or submerge that in the no pool? I can't remember who sent that one in. Can anyone remember who sent that one in? No, that's terrible. Obviously, we haven't done that research. Anyway, somebody sent that in. Thank you for it if it was you. And Cass had to get that into a meeting with Laurie, the group executive man. Let's have a hear of what happened.
So, you know, we can have some questions afterwards, but I need to talk to you about John specifically. And there's a couple of things... on my mind, particularly a few features, but I'll get to those in a minute.
Okay.
I need you to get John to just sort of, you know, just tone it down a little bit sometimes, you know. I think that, you know, you've got to be conscious of the timings and of the schedules and when we're on. And, you know, just sometimes, you know, it can just be a bit loud, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I'm having lunch, you know, I want to have a nice laugh, but I don't want to be, you know, overwhelmed with noise, you know.
Sorry.
I don't want to be overwhelmed with noise.
Sorry?
I don't want to be overwhelmed with noise.
Stop it.
And
sorry.
Look, it's just about, you know, just being conscious of the timings of the show and what people are doing, you know. And if I'm eating my sandwich, I don't want to be listening to someone shouting at me.
Yeah. Completely appreciate that. Do take it on board. What I may suggest for now, is that we submerge that idea into the no pool.
Look, the important thing is that you go away from this meeting with a clear instruction from us, you know, from Denny and I, and you know, just don't make too much noise. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Yeah. Con, stop it.
I think Con added to that, actually, Cass. I'll be honest with you.
I enjoyed that.
I think that...
really didn't. It made it so much more awkward.
I know, yeah.
I just wanted to die.
Yeah, I like that there's a little pause again after you said it, and he just sort of carried on.
What you can't see is the steely cold stare of confusion and hate that I get when that happens.
Good.
Like, I got it the other week with Dave as well, like, just looking at me like, what is going on?
Yeah, well, this you've just hit the nail on the head with the reason why we do it. It's just to make you feel uncomfortable. Or Dave. And now it's Dave's turn again.
Is it?
Yeah. So if we get one in, then that we're going to pick, then, I mean, the lines are still open for that. You can do it. I think we'll have to roll this across the thing, won't we? But 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. And give us a phrase, a horrible corporate guff speak phrase that you'd like Dave to have to crowbar in to his next meeting with the bosses. And of course, we'll record it on the phone, just like Cass did there, and then play it out on the radio, like tomorrow or something. Everyone happy with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, John.
You win some meat later on the programme on a game of Band or Offshore Investment Company. Ahead of the news, which is very complicated, allow us to lead you in by explaining it lightly through the art of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Heckled by the teachers. No shouting out.
It's the news in haikus. You're listening to Talk Radio. We will be back after the news that's not in haikus, but in Victoria's face. And it'll be here after these messages.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Small businesses. Direct line guarantee to be any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little pig Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got 3 packs of Little Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda, save money, live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability, other sizes available, £3.75 each.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle. And every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 7.5-litre tub of Crown Trade White or Magnolia Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £11.99 excluding VAT. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is 3:01. It is Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria has your news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, David Cameron insists he has no offshore assets. Two teenagers have been found guilty of murdering an alcoholic. And anger after one of the 1D boys wins a competition.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister insists he has no offshore funds. It's after questions about his family's tax affairs following the leaking of financial documents from a law firm in Panama.
Angela had obviously been in the house for some time with the two offenders, several hours. They appear to have used all sorts of different implements, which were inside the house, including a table, a television, and a pan.
That was not the Prime Minister. We'll hope to bring you that clip later. Earlier, Labour called for an independent investigation into anyone named in the leaked papers. The documents mentioned David Cameron's late father. It comes as Iceland's Prime Minister's asked for his country's parliament to be dissolved after he was named in the leak. The President's refused a snap election, though, saying he wants to talk to the main parties before a decision. Two teenage girls have been convicted of murdering a woman in her own home in what a court heard was a sustained and brutal attack. 39-year-old Angela Wrightson was found dead with more than 100 injuries in Hartlepool in December 2014. The girls were 13 and 14 at the time. Islamist fighters have reportedly captured the pilot of a Syrian warplane, which was shot down in the north of the country. A monitoring group says he's being held by the Al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front. Crisis talks are being held to try and save thousands of jobs in the steel industry. The business secretary, Sajid Javid, has held discussions with a potential buyer for the threatened Port Talbot steelworks before flying to India tonight to meet Tata, the current owners. Concerns are growing for the safety of a 14-year-old girl who's been missing for 10 days. Jade Lynch disappeared in St. Helens after telling her brother she was going to meet someone. There are calls for all schools to have dedicated counsellors to help stressed out pupils. The ATL union says they've heard of youngsters youngsters trying to commit suicide because of the pressure they're under. And Doncaster Rovers supporters have reacted angrily after Louis Tomlinson won a competition to design their new away kit. The club insists it was fair and that Louis had won around a third of the online vote.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Rain gradually clearing in northern areas, dry in the south with some decent sunshine. Highs of 15 degrees, more in half an hour.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Former Aston Villa striker Dwight York says he wants the vacant manager's position at Villa Park. York hasn't managed before, but he told TalkSport this morning he has the backing of Sir Alex Ferguson. There's a full programme in the Championship tonight. Among the fixtures, leaders Burnley take on Cardiff. The Clarets are 3 points clear at the top of the table. Second place Middlesbrough host Huddersfield, with third place Brighton at Birmingham. And Rangers manager Mark Warburton is telling his players to relish tonight's chance to win promotion back to the top flight of Scottish football. They'll be promoted to the Premiership and claim the Championship title if they beat Dumbarton at Ibrox. Rangers have been working their way back up the divisions after liquidation in 2012 demoted them to the fourth tier. Warburton says it will be an occasion to savour.
A sell-out Ibrox crowd with a chance to win the title is fantastic. For a young player, for any player, for Kenny, Lee and all the young guys that come in, what a magnificent opportunity to do it. Something that you work all your career for and you want to be part of those type of games.
That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Talk Radio.
4 minutes past three, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So it's 3:05, and you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and so, we're bringing it to you this afternoon live. They're releasing more names for the full lineup of Glastonbury, of course. It's out today. Added to the bill, Gavin Esler and his band Fidel Castro. The Royal Marching Band of the Coldstream Guards have now been confirmed to headline the Sunday night at Glastonbury. Radio 4 midweek presenter Libby Purvis, Radovan Karadzic will be on the Murderous Despot stage. Eddie Stobart's playing, Adele and Hewlett-Packard, both in the computer tent. And Angela Eagle MP, the Shadow First Secretary of State and Shadow Secretary of State for Business, Innovation and Skills, will be playing a full set. You can find all the details all on the website at talkradio.co.uk. Some more reactions coming in this afternoon. What have we got in terms of reaction, Cornelius?
Oh, well, John, the mechanic...
Cornelius.
Thank you. The mechanic...
Cornelius.
You're right. The mechanic. Morning. The mechanic. Can I read it now?
Yep.
The mechanic has said that it's your gearbox, it's gone. Ashley has said he won't play the track as she didn't let me into her party. And watch yourself. Watch yourself, Parkle Day says he supports the push for legalizing medicinal.
What?
Medicinal.
That's it.
Cannabis.
Right, thank you very much. If you've got a reaction, do keep your reactions
coming
in. Go on. We do like the one show where.
Reactions coming in. I blame the Argonauts. That's from Gary in Barlow. Very angry. White men can jump. So angry there, and I've got this here as well. It says, "Is it from James?" It just says, "A reception desk and a concierge." This is typical of the hotel lobby. 8 minutes past three, just ahead of the big debate this afternoon. We need to just round off corporate guff speak, of course. If you're listening before the news, you heard us set up today's corporate guff speak. We wanted a phrase that a git or an idiot would say in a meeting. You know the sort of phrases we were talking about? Give me an example, Cornelius, of the sort of phrases we're talking about.
Let's
just rocket the salad on that. You know, that kind of thing. I mean, I know a lot coming in. What have you got there?
Yeah, Malcolm has said, let's turn the pages of Organic Thought and pen the process of Organic Thought.
An Organic Thought? What, so that's like a defence made out of...
No, as in thinking.
Quinoa?
No, as in thinking a thought.
Thinking a thought?
Yeah.
It's odd that you're in broadcasting, isn't it?
No.
Anyway.
I'm really good at it.
I have 1,000 tweets that say different.
1,000?
Yeah. Anyway, if you're thinking a thought, inflate the idea balloon and cut the string of responsibility. These are phrases, the sort of things that Git say in meetings. Our job is to send producer Dave into a meeting later, because he has to have them every day with the bosses. The bosses. Went a bit arc right there.
Yeah.
Open All Hours, didn't I? The bosses, Granville.
We should make Dave do that as well when he's doing.
Oh, that's good.
Just go. Let's inflate the balloon.
Yeah.
Cut the string of responsibility.
Okay, fine. But the it's coming. The winner, I think, today. But Dave, to get into a meeting later, is the this is from Pete Hawkins. Let's run that idea through the blender of possibility to create some delicious audio. Delicious, nutritious audio.
Delicious audio smoothies, it says.
There you go. Run it through the blender of possibilities so we can create some delicious audio smoothies. So that's what you've got to say, Dave. You've got to say, let's run that idea through the blender of possibilities so we can create some delicious audio smoothies.
How are we going to get
in a meeting with the bosses?
How?
After this program, that's finished. And record it on your phone, and then we'll play that out tomorrow.
Which boss is it going to be? Do you know?
I don't know who your meeting's with. I've no idea. It'd be Denny or Laurie, presumably. Let's run that idea through the blender of possibility.
Can someone write that down?
Yes. Well, it's coming on the tweets. Fine. To create a delicious audio smoothie, and then you have to get that into. You just say that aloud in a meeting.
Horrible, isn't it?
And record it on your telephone.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can I come to the meeting, Dave?
You're gonna just say sorry, loads.
Like last time.
Yes.
Good. 11 minutes past three now, and there's still to come, by the way, a game of Band or Offshore Investment Company. It's your chance to win some meat. I'm going to open the lines now, actually, if you want to register to play it. Then you can. All you got to do is, from a list of things, tell me whether it's a band or the name of an offshore investment company of the type that David Cameron would like.
We shan't be playing until after 3:30.
That's though. Correct, but I'm opening the lines now.
That's very early, John.
Well, I'm just doing it.
You've gone rogue.
I'm just doing it.
You've gone rogue.
Yeah.
Do you know how to open the lines?
No.
Well, they're not open at the moment.
Open them now. Are they open now?
Asking you over the lines.
There we go. 87222, if you'd like to play Band or Offshore Investment Company, genuinely, you can win some beef, chicken, or lamb. That is no word of a lie. People keep going, I've seen it on Twitter, does he really give away meat on a programme? And the answer to that is yes, we do. And you can win, it's your choice of meat as well, it's beef, chicken, or lamb. Your choice of meat. But we're doing a game of Band or Investment Company, and we'll be doing it after 3:30, but the lines are open for that now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on the Twitter. Cornelius, as well, while we're doing that, we will just get a couple of crap phobias that we talked about.
Yeah, we've had them coming in.
Yeah, because this all came out of the fact that Dave hasn't got a proper phobia or fear, but I posited that people would have genuine crap fears, and they have. What have you got there, Cornelius?
Keely has texted in saying, my child screams Bloody Mary if Janet Street Porter comes on our telly. And she says, although I don't think that's a rubbish phobia, she thinks it's quite understandable.
That's fair enough.
She screams Bloody Mary.
Well, no, it's a phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, she doesn't shout, give me vodka and tomato juice.
It's not a phrase.
It is.
Yeah, I've heard that phrase.
You scream Bloody Mary.
I scream Bloody...
Oh, is that what it is?
You don't scream Bloody Mary. That's just a drink.
No, he's right. It's a drink.
Ah, Keely, you idiot. You're right, showing me up there.
You need to vet these texts.
Imagine the terror, John, when I go out for food and it arrives not on a plate, but on a slab of wood. I have xylophobia. It's a fear of wood.
Is it?
Apparently.
Is that a real one?
Don't get me started on lollies, says Jenny. Yeah.
Do you know where they would serve food on a slab of wood?
In a forest?
In a sort of gluten-free restaurant.
Oh, God, they would. Oh, God.
Yeah. I went to a restaurant the other day where they served a meal in a beer glass.
That sounds like a pub.
Hang on a minute. I'm gonna have to get to the bottom of this. What?
Yeah. A meal in a beer glass. I think I've got a picture of it.
What was the meal?
It was like a curry, but it was like the rice on the bottom half of the glass, and then, like, you know, one of those glass tanks.
No.
I wasn't happy with it, John, if I'm honest. It's not enough food, for a start. I need more than a pint of food.
That's a sick idea. That's the idea of a twisted madman.
Yeah.
Did it have a head on, like a pint?
Well, it had some curry on the top, yeah, but it was more that it was like a half and half.
Well, I hate your life.
No, I mean...
everything about it. Your gluten intolerance that you made up like a fad. Your pint of food.
Do you want to see a picture of it?
Yeah.
I've actually found this picture.
Pop-up man bun that you've got on your head. That, I haven't really... I've started on that yet. That is a... He's showing... The head of visuals here at Talk Radio. He's once again just holding up a computerised picture of a pint of curry.
Well, so the thing is...
I've heard of a pint of prawns.
Yeah.
And that's fine, because that is... That's
a snackette, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like a meal.
Yeah.
There is... I saw this after I went to it. I saw it on a BuzzFeed article. So if you want to go and check it out, you can, but I can't say the title of the BuzzFeed article online, because it's got a swear word in it.
Right.
Oh, no way.
Which swear word is it out of all of them?
It's the
it's really
not,
bad.
It's not the worst one.
Yeah.
It's not the second worst one, which is like a
combination
of a non-sweary and a sweary.
Yes, yes.
It's the sweary.
Okay, I got you. I know what I mean? Yes, I got yes.
Did you get that, Cornelius?
Yeah. Look, give me a pen. I'll just write it down for you.
So there's the worst one, isn't there?
He's talking about that word.
I know it well.
Yeah, good, yeah. That's what most people say to you in this office. Right, 16 minutes past three, you're listening to Talk Radio. Now you know how the news is complicated, the news. It's complicated, isn't it? God.
I can't get my head around it.
We, however, are here to help, because we bring you the news through the art of Japanese poetry on the weekday afternoons between 1 and 4. Not 1 and 4 syllables. 1 and 4 time. Syllables are 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Julissa banned for drink driving, just like Talk Sports, Alan Brazil was.
In haikus. We'll be back. Don't forget the lines are open if you want to win some meat. You can win chicken, beef or lamb. That is in a game of Band or Offshore Investment Company. We'll be doing that just after 3:30, and we'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. Just stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
Eight chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only. Trade
Point! Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
It's like it all looks so good. Wait. I see you, baby! Chicken McGrath! Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still very slow on Lancashire southbound in six after earlier problems near junction 32 at the Broughton interchange. The accident on the southbound M42 near junction 6 has been recovered. Queues back to junction 8 though for the M6. The northbound M6 from 5 at Castle Bromley at Wainsbury is very slow after a breakdown there. No change for Northamptonshire's eastbound A14, still closed for accident investigation near Welford, junctions 1 to 2, and in West Sussex, the Lavant Road, the A286 and Chichester is closed both ways because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fierce comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Judy.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past three, good afternoon to you. And it's time then for, as regular listeners will know, the Diversity Paper Review. Now, this is because we are the most diverse programme in British, I'm going to say nay, world broadcasting, bringing you the papers reviewed by a diversity on a daily basis. And quite right too, it's what Lenny Henry would absolutely want. And we've listened to him, and it's how we do things around here, because we... more than anyone else, are an equal opportunities employer. Today, to review the papers, Magina is here. Hello, Magina.
Hello.
Which diversity are you?
I'm black.
Excellent. Welcome along. What have you got for us in the papers this day?
On the front of the Sun, I've got Cheryl, who's quit the X Factor.
Yes.
Well, it looks like to spend some more time with Liam.
Well, I don't really understand show business. So, who's Liam?
Liam, One Direction or Liam?
Liam Payne.
Right. And she's with him now?
Yes, yeah, she is.
They are in love.
Who would have known when he danced on that stage, he was looking at Cheryl.
I see. Now, you see, what I know of her, because she's gone through several names, hasn't she?
She has quite a few.
Yes.
Cole and then Fernandez, I can't remember his...
Fersini.
Fersini, that's the one.
Yes.
So but she's been around.
But she began as a... she began as a Tweedy.
Yeah. Mm.
And do you not recall, Magina?
I do remember.
What she did when she was a Tweedy?
I don't think I remember that. I don't remember good things about what
no,
she did.
No, they're bad things. She punched a toilet attendant in
yes,
the face.
Yes, she did.
In a nightclub in Guildford, in a row over some Chubba Chub lollies.
I know, and people said it was because she was racist.
Yes, but that bit got thrown out of court. Mm-hmm. But what did stay in, and is on her record, is that the judge called her a thug.
Well.
And I think this has been forgotten.
It has been forgotten.
Hasn't it?
Because I don't think of her as a thug.
No.
Would you? She's
I
small.
I do, yes.
She's what? In those glamorous dresses.
I will not forget what she is underneath.
Really?
And people, oh, look, here comes Cheryl Cole, the nation's sweetheart, they say, don't they? And I think, no, here comes Cheryl Cole, the violent thug
who
convicted of punching a toilet attendant.
Oh, I just think here comes Cheryl, and she's been so poor in love. That's what I think.
Do you?
Cheating husbands, marriages that fail. Maybe Liam's the one for her.
You're giving her the benefit of the doubt, I see. But I'm not willing to. I will not forgive or forget her.
Poor in love, rich in violence.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Maybe that's why they ended.
No. So is she... Well, don't speculate that one. Yeah. It isn't a hell of a lot of trouble. So this Liam thing, is this a new thing? I mean, this Liam thing?
It seems like it's relatively new.
Yeah, about a month or so old.
Mm. The thing that struck me was the age gap. So Cheryl's 10 years older than him.
Right.
So I don't know how that affects the relationship. I've never dated someone that older than me before.
Haven't you?
So
what's the eldest you've gone in terms of year? How many years away is your eldest...
I think five.
Five? Is that your limit?
In my head, it's my limit. That's the furthest I've gone.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I think 10 might be a bit too old. But then you see 32 doesn't seem that old. But
no.
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, good. And then, well, why is she, apart from the Liam thing, what's she in the news for?
Well, she's quit the X Factor.
Oh, that again.
So I can't imagine the X Factor without Cheryl.
I've never watched it. Did she do it?
You've never watched X Factor?
No!
You're not tempted by the songs and the dancing and all the drama and...
But I'd rather be punched in the eye by Cheryl in
no,
a toilet.
You might well be if you find her in the toilet one day.
I wouldn't follow her in. I'm frightened of her. She's a thug.
Oh, bless her.
And then she was the face of makeup, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
What was it? Was it L'Oreal or something?
I think it was L'Oreal.
Yeah,
was,
the face.
Ah,
of...
she was tempting us with hairspray and all that sort of stuff.
She was trying to get free makeup to cover up the black eyes that she was giving toilet attendants.
No, leave Cheryl alone. Aww.
Probably. Anyway, so she's leaving the X Factor, which she did anyway before,
mm-hmm.
and then did she go back to it? I don't know why
she
is this...
left, and then she came back.
Right,
she left because she tried to break America, and that didn't work because her accent didn't quite translate, so they couldn't understand.
Oh,
her.
Right, yes, good.
So that was a problem.
Yeah.
But then she came back, and everything looked good. But now she's leaving again. Right. So
it's just publicity for the new series of the X Factor, isn't it?
You think so?
Yes.
I think the X Factor might have had its day.
Yes. Ooh. I mean, controversial, but yes.
I think it's done.
Good.
Mm. Just pack
I reckon
it up.
That'll be the last one this year.
Yeah?
My prediction.
I couldn't be fewer interested in Simon Cowell.
I bet you're a secret X Factor.
I'm absolutely not.
One of those who gets embarrassed. Do you watch reality TV?
No.
See, I don't watch it, but I've heard from my friends, yes. Real Housewives, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
People fighting. It's appealing.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To some people.
What else have you got? That's why Cheryl likes it. It's people fighting.
Let's see. We've got a pair reunited after 70 years.
Oh, that's nice.
Aww. So, it's called We'll Meet Again.
Which paper's this in?
This is in...
That's The New Day.
The New Day. And it's a D-Day veteran who met his former fiancé after 70 years. So...
Well, that's a nice story.
There's a lot of love around, actually. Cheryl, this couple.
No, Cheryl's a violent thug. I'm telling you.
No, I'm pushing that she's in love, okay? Right. A young man, maybe that's what she needs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me more about the I'm just looking something up. But just tell me a little bit more about the lovely D-Day story. Well, I just...
So there was this couple, and they were traumatised by... He was traumatised by his experiences at war.
Yes.
And then, so 70 years later... He found out where his former love lived, and she turned up, and she threw her arms around him, and that's where they went from there.
It's lucky she was still single, really.
Definitely, but you never know. I think when it has its time, that's when love should happen. So even if it had to wait till his 90th, it was still meant to be, so it happened.
A jury has found Girls Aloud singer Cheryl Tweedy guilty of assaulting a nightclub worker. The pop star has been sentenced to complete 120 hours of unpaid community service and must pay her victim compensation.
Well, we knew that already. You said it.
I know, but I want the nation to remember.
They won't remember.
Gina, I just want the nation...
Cheryl's sweet.
No.
She's about the same size as me. How did she fight somebody? No.
She was found guilty of assault occasioning actual bodily harm.
Courts get it wrong sometimes.
Stemmed from an incident at the Drink Nightclub in Guildford on the 11th of January.
Yeah.
Tweedy, one of the five members of Girls Aloud, punched the toilet attendant, Mrs. Amagbokpa, to stop her taking some lollipops.
Lollipops? See, I don't remember that bit. That's the bit that gets me. It was for lollipops.
What else have you got?
What else have I got? Well, was I born to own a picturesque village? I don't know.
Oh, is this the village for 20 million?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
I think I might have been born to own a village.
Yes.
Because I seem like I should own such things. So, yes, we have all got, it says we have our Christmas list sorted, because...
What paper is this in?
This is in, I think it's,
That's the Express there.
Express. Is it? I've seen this story, though.
This is Vanessa's page.
£20 million you can buy a whole village, is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can own it. I wonder if you can name it after yourself.
Well, you can do what you like if you own it.
Yes, you can. I don't know what I'd name it, because my name's a bit... People struggle a bit, so I don't know how
Why would they struggle? It's Magina.
It's Magina, actually.
Magina.
Yes.
So I did struggle.
Yes, yeah. You did struggle and you didn't know.
Me. Fair enough. I wish I hadn't started this conversation.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the village.
Yeah.
So, if I do own it, then it seems like I can get all sorts of things there, including... What is this? A news
what bulletin? I like about our pay-per-views is that... and this happens all the time, and mm-hmm. I think it's a unique way of doing it, is that people come in... And then just sort of read the story live for the first time. And I kind of like that.
Because people might not know.
It's a unique spin on pay-per-view.
It is a unique spin, but...
Sentencing Tweedy, who criticised
her... Oh my gosh, you have to go back
for
to Cheryl.
Showing no remorse.
I'm starting to think you have a sweet spot for Cheryl, actually.
She'd hit it, wouldn't she?
Yes.
This was an unpleasant piece of drunken violence.
No. Haven't you ever done anything when you're drunk that you regret?
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone has,
never
so...
never punched a toilet attendant. She showed
no remorse.
How
do
we
know that?
Whatsoever.
How do we know that? We don't.
She's stunned and
we
disappointed.
We don't know. I think you offense. Seem like the type who might have punched someone.
Serious. I do not seem like the type... Anyway. Magina.
Yep.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
For coming in with our... diversity paper review. After the news at 3:30, which will be out of Victoria's mouth, we will be playing a game of band or offshore investment company. You can win some meat next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The Prime Minister insists he doesn't own any shares or have any offshore funds. His late father's details are included in a leak of financial information from a law firm in Panama about tax havens, which shows how the wealthy avoid paying as much tax as they should. Labour's calling for an independent investigation into everyone named. David Cameron's been clarifying his own affairs.
I have no shares, no offshore trusts, no offshore funds, nothing like that. And I would say that no Prime Minister has done more to make sure we crack down on tax evasion, on aggressive tax avoidance.
The two 15-year-old girls have been found guilty of murdering an alcoholic who died with more than 100 injuries. They'll be sentenced on Thursday for killing 39-year-old Angela Wrightson in her home in Hartlepool in December 2014. In the last half hour, a man's admitted raping and murdering 15-year-old Kaylee Haywood, who was found dead in Leicestershire at the end of last year. Stephen Biedmans appeared at Leicester Crown Court where he pleaded guilty. The teenager's body was found in undergrowth near a lake 5 days after she went missing last November. It's claimed a Syrian pilot shot down south of Aleppo has been captured by the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front. The country's military says he ejected and a rescue mission is underway. And Australia can compete again in Eurovision this year after being cleared of breaking product placement rules. They were almost disqualified because their song uses the phrase FaceTime, which some thought referred to the Apple app. Australia first made a special appearance as part of the 60th anniversary of the singing competition last year. The weather, a dry start to the night for most, but rain will then move eastwards across all areas, turning heavy in the north. Feeling windy with lows of around 6 degrees.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motormouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:32, it is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Cornelius has got some reaction.
Someone's tested.
Some reaction that's coming in.
Gluten, someone's tested.
Yeah.
I'm not very well informed on any current events, but I feel like I should have an opinion on this. So I'm going to text a radio station with vacuous status statements to express.
You can't read.
No,
can
I
you?
Can't.
No, good, fine.
To express my sudden outrage inspired by things I read on the internet. That's from Mumsnet.
Thanks very much. So it is time to give away. Some meat. It's what we do on the programme in various forms. Today's form of meat giving is going to be a game of banned or offshore investment company. You'll know why. It's obviously because of David Cameron being in the news with the Panama Papers. So, banned or offshore investment company. Now, if you'd like to win some meat, you can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. Here's how you can register to play. You can text us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or go to Twitter, use at talk radio.
Start your message.
No, you can't tweet to enter.
Let me finish my sentence.
Yeah.
Start your message with no words because you can't send a message because you can't enter a competition via Twitter.
Okay, it's just text then, is it?
Yes.
87222, we will call you back.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the word meat so we know what you're on about.
So that's the word talk and the word meat.
Yes.
Fine.
Fine, good. Right, so, and you can win, you can choose, genuinely. Now, people do say, John, does John really give away meat on the radio? And the answer to that question is, yes, we do. And the choice, as I say, is chicken, beef, or lamb. And it's banned or offshore investment company. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
All right.
Yes, we're fine, are you?
I'm good, thank you.
The lines are open for that, are they? Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Meantime, while you're fiddling with your phone, we are looking for crap phobias this afternoon. Crap phobias because this is... We learned earlier that producer Dave pretends to be gluten intolerant in order to impress girls. So, and it's not really a true phobia. It doesn't exist. So, we want those weird things, genuinely, that you might well be frightened of. My son refuses to play football on AstroTurf because he says he simply doesn't trust it. he's got a phobia of AstroTurf, which would also preclude you from shopping in a greengrocer's, I presume, because of the fake grass they use.
It is a bit hurty, isn't it, the AstroTurf, if you fall on it. You ever played football on AstroTurf?
No. But I do wonder why, indeed, that was designed as such. It's like when you go dry slope skiing.
Mm.
And fall over on that, and it's basically like scraping yourself down a Brillo pad, isn't it? Because it's like thin, fibrous, and isn't it? I'm not making it up. Colin, what you got there?
Jenny says, "I have a friend who is scared of tennis balls. She says she doesn't trust how they are, ever so slightly furry and very green."
Dave, you got one there?
Yeah, this one. I went out of the room really, so I can't remember if you said this one. Did you do the one about Microsoft Word?
No.
I really like this one. Nothing scares me more than when the blue squiggly line comes under my typing on Microsoft Word. At least with the red and green lines, I know roughly where I've gone wrong. What does the blue mean?
Actually, I don't know. I know that green is...
Green is grammar.
Green is grammar.
Red is spelling.
Blue is...
Blue is just like, you idiot. You idiot.
Just idiot?
Yeah.
Right, fine. I've never seen it come up blue.
Have you not? I had it today.
Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I got it's wrong.
Well, that's grammar.
Yeah, but it comes up with a blue line. I don't know why. Just go, you idiot.
All right, fine. So, what are we doing next, producer Dave?
Band or... Jess is on the line, John.
Offshore investment company. That's what we're doing next. Fine, I said we could give away some meat, and give away some meat we will. Jess is on the line. Where's Jess? Hello, Jess.
Hello.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm alright, how are you?
Yeah, I'm alright, thanks, fine, yeah, just muddling through. Where are you from, Jess?
I'm from Sheffield.
From Sheffield, what do you do in Sheffield?
I'm studying medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine. What sort of medicine are you studying? What are you specialising in any particular kind?
No, I just want to be a GP eventually.
Fine, okay, absolutely fine. Very commendable, it just means that you'll be able to, you know, go on strike occasionally.
Yeah.
Nice. What sort of meat, if you do well, what sort of meat would you like?
Probably lamb.
Lamb. It's a popular choice at this time of year, isn't it? Everyone goes for the lamb.
A lot of people go for lamb, don't they? I'm surprised by that.
Given good that, meat. It's good meat.
Well, it is good meat, but at the end, but I know it's traditional, but at the end of the day.
It's the beef roast, isn't it?
Think of the poor little lambs at Easter, just being born, right? They just pop out, don't they? And then.
No, I feel sorry for the animals, but, you know, they taste good.
Callous, Jess.
Fair point, Jess. Fair point. Yeah. What's your knowledge like of offshore investment companies? Do you are you named in the 11.5 million documents?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm part of the list, but you know, I could be. Maybe like one of my uncles in Nigeria.
Okay, fine. Right. Getting a bit weird, but all right. So this is where we test your knowledge of the names of investment companies. It's banned or offshore investment company. And what you've got to say is banned or investment company.
Okay.
You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
It's alphabetical Hello. Order. Cornelius versus Jess. Jess first. Banned or investment company. Producer Dave keeping score.
Hello.
Diamond Hill. Diamond Hill.
Diamond Hill?
Yeah.
What's the other one? I couldn't hear you.
No, you just got to tell me that's a band or an investment company.
Oh, band.
No, it's an investment company.
Oh.
Cornelius, Blackstone.
Band, heavy metal band.
No, investment company. Wisdom Tree, Jess, Wisdom Tree.
Band.
Investment company.
Oh,
yeah. Porcupine Tree, Cornelius.
Investment company?
Band!
Ah! Oh.
Dog Fancy!
Band!
Yes!
Yay! Yes. Your points!
Finally!
Cornelius, Dodgecocks.
I'm gonna go investment company.
Is the right answer?
Yes!
Dodgecocks are an investment company. That's Cox, COX, of course. Beard of Zeus, Jess. Beard of Zeus.
Oh, investment company.
Yes!
Yay!
Gnomes of Zurich.
Great name for... Oh, it must be...
Gnomes.
It must be a band.
Of Zurich.
You can't name a serious money thing after that. So band.
Is correct.
Yes,
yes it is.
Argonaut.
Yes.
Oh, investment company.
It is an investment company, yes.
Yeah.
Cornelius. Mm. Band or investment company. Janus. Janus.
Janus.
Yes. There's an apostrophe.
Okay. I thought you were just being silly.
No! Try the actress Samantha Janus.
Okay,
she's in EastEnders.
I don't know who she is.
Okay.
I don't. I'm gonna go for... I've forgotten what it is. Investment company.
Yes, correct. Band or investment company, Jess. Joe Blow.
Oh, and?
Investment company! Oh. Investment company, yeah, it is.
Okay,
weird. 1910, Cornelius, 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Band.
Yes.
I'd hate that band.
Oh.
They had one hit. Can you name it? Can anyone name it for 50,000 points?
What's the thing called?
Not you, you'll just Google it, and you're not playing anyway. 1910, no, get off the computer. 1910 Fruit Gum Company's hit. Was called for 50,000 points.
I don't know, Starbursting?
No.
I'm gonna go for a generic song name. Give It Back?
No, it was Simple Simon Says.
Simon Says.
Yeah. Put your hands on your head, Simple Simon.
You could have also had Yummy Yummy Yummy.
What, as in, I Got Love In My Tummy?
Yeah, 1910.
Oh, I know that one.
It was a two-hit wonder.
Oh, anyway. Was that actually them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, still within the game. Here we go. Next one. It's I've forgotten whose go it is.
I forgot what the scores are.
Okay, fine.
No, I think it's my go.
Here we go then.
I think it's my go.
Oh,
I'm joking.
I think it's my go.
It's Jess's go. Ass Man.
Band.
No, investment company. It's short for asset management.
Oh, right. Okay.
I think they need to change that. and finally, band or investment company. Money Shot Norwich.
where is it? Norwich. Must be a family company.
It's a band. let's go to producer Dave, who has got something. He's forgotten to keep score.
No, I've got them back.
All right,
got them back on track. Don't worry.
Approaching score. He's gonna have to. He's gonna have to check the system.
Just checking the system, guys.
Just check the system for the. Just check the system. Jess, it's quite a slow system, just so you're aware that.
I hope I win.
We'll see.
But I don't think I have.
It's quite slow. Do you need to print it out, though?
Do you have a printer? Talk Radio budget stretch there.
One in the office.
Scores are in, John.
Ah, what are the scores?
Jess has 3 points, John.
Yes.
Cornelius has 3 points.
Yes.
Oh.
Which makes Jess the winner.
Congratulations, Jess. Well done. You are the winner. You have won the meat. You've won some lamb in a game of band or investment company. Jess, congratulations.
Medics know best, eh?
Medics know best. Yeah. Let us all, if we take nothing else from this afternoon, let us take that away with us. Jess wins meat on band or offshore investment company on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This little piggy went to Asda. This little piggy chose Newborn. This little piggy chose Supreme Protection. And this little piggy chose Peppa Pig First Pants. But all the little piggies got 3 packs of Little Angels nappies for just £10 and cried wee, wee, wee all the way home. Asda. Save money. Live better.
Selected stores and lines subject to availability. Other sizes available. £3.75 each.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Traffic still looking very heavy in Tyne and Wear for the Western Bypass in Dunstan. This is south towards the Lobley Hill interchange after earlier problems there. The southbound M6 in Lancashire moving much better. The accident at Junction 32 for the Broughton interchange is gone. Still big delays on the northbound M6 in the West Midlands with queues from Junction 6 up to 9 after a breakdown and an accident. That's causing a knock-on effect in the Aston Expressway queuing out of Birmingham. It's also slowing down the northbound M5 towards the M6. Better news though for the M1 south in Bedfordshire and for the A14 in Northamptonshire. That's reopened. I'm Jarena Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 4:15 on Tuesday afternoon. Sam Delaney with you on Talk Radio Drive very shortly indeed. He'll be in to tell us what's on his thing before long. I
wonder what hat he's wearing today.
He does wear a selection of hats, doesn't he?
Hat Delaney. Doesn't work at all.
No, it doesn't work anyway whatsoever. So your reactions have been coming in, though. Your reactions into the studio. Let's have some reactions. Let's go to Cornelius for reactions. He's Talk Radio. There's reactions. What reactions are...
Absolutely has come in. I am fuming, a pollution chimney has said. And Double Entendre has said, I'd like you to come over here and show me.
Right, I've got one here that just says, they come over here. So if you've got a reaction, then do please react. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio.
Start your message with any word you like.
The news is complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's falls to, well, allow us to help, because it falls to us to make it accessible in the real world. It's complex, the news. Think of all the news. Just take a moment and just think of the news. Just everybody, whatever you're doing, just if you're at work, just put down whatever you're doing at work now, and you listen to this, just put down your mouse, put down your keyboard, put down your pen, put down, if you're a vet, put down your dog.
I've got a question about
and
what's
just
about,
think
about what's about to happen.
You've got to think about the news.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
put your hand up if you've got a question. Producer Dave, you got your hand up.
Thanks, Mr. Holmes. No, so here's my question.
Yes.
And this is a bit of a sort of breaking the fourth wall insight into radio, okay?
Right.
So you know how on our old radio station, and on all other music radio stations where they play songs?
Yes.
If you leave too long a silence, a thing called an emergency tape kicks in, right?
Correct.
Which is like some of the songs they play.
Yes.
So there's a bit of a silence because you've gone to the loo and got locked out or whatever.
Yeah.
And if there's 10 seconds or 20 or whatever it is,
yes,
they'll start playing Florence and the Machine or something.
Yes.
What happens on here if that happens? I'm just thinking, because we're all going to do a bit of silence to the news now.
Well,
what happens? They just start
test
playing.
It out?
I mean, that is
can
a Paul, old Paul Ross. That is a good question.
Do you know this, Sam?
What's that?
So I was just saying about on music radio stations, if you leave too much silence, they just start playing a song, like an emergency tape kicks in.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I'm like,
we used to play emergency tape roulette at our old place.
Just see how long you'd leave it and see what song would come on.
Good.
What happened?
But it was always Florence and the Machine.
Yeah, always.
It's
classic.
Yeah.
I just wonder what would happen if we left too much silence on here.
Just Julia Hartley Brewer just come on and argue with herself.
Awkward breathing.
Just out exhaling.
Yeah. Yeah, Florence and Machine were actually originally commissioned. That's how they got together. If you read a bit about their backstory, they were commissioned by a music radio station to make music specifically for those emergency silences. And actually, the pop career just was a just followed
on. Yeah. Well, let's give it a go, because I said, look, I said we were going to explain the news.
Yeah.
It's in simple ways in a moment, but I just wanted you to, because there's a lot of news, Sam, and I just want us all to take a moment to just imagine how complicated the news is. So let's just take, all of us take a little moment. Yeah. Just close your eyes if you want to. And as I say, if you're at work, just put your mouse down, put your keyboard, if you're a vet, put your dog down, put anything down.
Also, if you've been listening on the live streams today, and you're not going to hear much difference.
No.
It's been off all day.
Because it's been off all day, hasn't it? Broke earlier. So just give it a moment to
Cameron Quiet over Dad's offshore banking, and he porked a pig.
The news in haikus. You
is
see?
That what happens?
It turns out if you think of the news, some Japanese style, I wouldn't say Japanese, it's for legal reasons, it's Japanese style music.
Yeah.
Starts playing.
Yeah. And you get the news explained. Yeah. Explained.
Is that the silent alarm?
It's
a topical we didn't do haiku.
We thought about road testing it for as long as we possibly could to see what happened after the silence, but I don't think we gave it long enough. So I'm gonna say we give it a bit longer.
Okay.
Because I genuinely want to know what happens.
Okay.
When the emergency tape kicks in, and see if it's as standard as we think. Right. So, it's talk radio silence roulette now. Okay. Just see how long it is. What's up? It's Florence and the Machine, of course it is!
Yeah.
It's Florence and the Machine, it's...
Standard.
Absolute standard. Well, you standard might know that
issue.
Was going to happen. Yeah. It was just going to happen, wasn't it?
Doing what they do best.
Yeah.
It turns out they just sell it to all the stations.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we've taught you that.
That's how they make their money. They sell it in bulk.
What's coming up on your show, Sam?
A lot of the things that we were all just thinking about.
Yeah.
I would imagine that not only all of you in this studio, but all the listeners around the country just imagined my entire running order in that moment of silence. So it's basically that. You already know.
Yeah.
Panama Papers.
Of course. Now, you'd covered this yesterday, obviously, so I just wonder
we're going to cover it again.
Yeah. Well, the story's moved on, hasn't it?
That's the thing, David, that's the thing. There's more excitement about what David Cameron, whether he's got any money squirreled away in an exotic location.
He claims not, doesn't he? Saying not.
He says it's none of our business.
Yeah, which
kind of is.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Corbyn reckons that we should march back into the British Virgin Islands and all the other ex-colonies that we still sort of have theoretical rule over, but we generally let them do what they want. Right, Corbyn, who I always had down as a nice bearded, softy guy, right, who wasn't that much up for, like, aggression. Turns out he's an imperialist because he said that we need to go back into all of those countries and take back control immediately.
It's a bold statement.
Pretty feisty, isn't it? It's a pretty feisty thing. So it's funny how things go, because, you know, you've got David Cameron sort of going, hey, man, come on, let's stay in Europe. It's all right. We love our continental cousins. And you've got nice Jeremy Corbyn going, I tell you what, mate, we want to get over. Those people don't know how to run themselves. That's the problem, right? We've got to get over and put them all in order. We've given them too much slack. So it's funny how people defy your expectations. And that's what seems to be happening.
I like the way that a leak of documents could actually change the way the world operates now. Mm. I mean, this is... we're not, you know, say we're all in it together, of course.
Yeah. And, I tell you what I like most about this story, though. Well, I tell you what I like least. Mm. We're still waiting on where Gary Barlow is involved in this. That's what, as we discussed yesterday, that's what we all want to hear. And what I like most is just simply the name of the story, the Panama Papers, because it sounds like a John le Carré, doesn't it?
It totally does.
It sounds like Sunday night drama on the BBC.
Yeah.
And everyone's going, oh, it's great, the BBC, when they really invest in great drama, it really is the best. You know, you can see Cumberbatch and all the rest of them, can't you? Olivia Colman being in
Hiddleston.
Hiddleston, the lot. All the usual suspects in a great, brand new BBC drama, The Panama Papers.
Well, who would play Jeremy Corbyn then? You'd have to. I mean, he looks like Richard Stilgoe.
Yeah, but Stilgoe's not got the acting chops, does he?
Exactly right.
Can he do it?
So I don't think that's.
You're talking about, obviously, your Michael Sheens, right?
He can turn his hand to any of them.
He can turn his hand to everyone. You're thinking Cumberbatch could put on a false beard and do a job. I would like to see, in the role of Jeremy Corbyn, Idris Elba.
Yes, I agree with that. Yeah.
Good.
There are a lot of people out there who would say that's bad casting. I call those people racist.
So do I.
Yeah. And so...
Come on, BBC.
Show us that you're really committed to diversity and cast Idris Elba in the Panama Papers as Jeremy Corbyn.
If there can be a black James Bond, which everyone says is absolutely fine as well, which
it is, why
can't there be a black Jeremy Corbyn?
And a black Doctor Who while we're at it.
Yeah. And a black David Cameron.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why not? I think it reflects exactly what's wrong with this country, Jeremy Cameron isn't black.
Yeah. What's Fiona Bruce got to do with it?
Just replace her on the news.
Fiona Bruce
with
doesn't read
Idris Elba.
What happens, I think I can feel this. What happens when people start talking about politics is Cornelius just names people he's heard of that have something to do with politics.
I hopes
he gets away with it conversationally.
Yeah.
Is it usually Fiona Bruce?
Well, no, it's usually Jeremy Corbyn or David Cameron, but you've already done that.
Yeah. So he's furious, so he's just blurted out.
What have I heard?
Fiona Bruce! Yeah.
Bernie Cribbin.
Bernie Cribbin?
Sorbits.
Anything else?
Who's Bernie Cribbin?
That doesn't exist.
Is that not a thing?
You mixed up Bernie Winters and Bernard Cribbin.
And Bernie Sanders, probably, is it? Is that what you've done?
Oh, well, you lot clearly aren't as close to Bernard Cribbin as I am. I just call him Bernie.
Right. So we've established a brand new drama on BBC One, and by the way, BBC One, if you are listening, then we do have the copyright on that.
Yeah, I think that's important. Don't go nicking that.
Important to say. What else is on?
Always
Panama?
Stealing my thoughts.
Panama Papers and
Panama Papers. Why did only 1% of dads? Why, when the government introduced new, you know, trendy Scandinavian type law that fathers could take just as much paternity leave, as mothers could take maternity leave. Why did everyone hail it and say, what a great progressive move? But then only 1% of dads actually take them up on it.
The issue I had with it as a freelance...
Is it's really boring and annoying?
Yeah. No, but you can't, if you're a, you know, you don't get paternity anything, do you?
No, you don't. That's right.
Or if you're a freelance
boat.
freelance female one, you don't get maternity, you get statutory, you don't get like work maternity, because it's not, so it's not the same deal anyway. It's unfair yeah. to self-employed.
All right,
people.
No, well, you've made your case quite that's, strongly. That's fine. No one was accusing you of anything.
No.
But,
on the yeah. phone in later.
You're right, I was a freelance too, which was one of the reasons, but at the same time, you know, staying at home and watching In the Night Garden and going to Springs and Slides does get boring.
Do you know what I'd like to see?
What?
In the Night Manager.
Oh!
Which would sort of be Tom Hiddleston as Eagle Piggle.
Yeah, and he'd do a great job.
Yeah, and then Idris Elba as Upsy Daisy. If yeah, you're
Upsy
listening
Daisy
to BBC, this is how
I do it. It is ethnic, what's the term?
I don't know, what hole are you?
She's ethnic.
Is she?
Right, she's brown skinned, right? But yeah. she is a woman. So you got a problem there with Idris Elba. I don't know why Dave Cribb's looking so worried.
Still technically my show, but you're not my presenter, okay, so right. It's fine.
That's fine.
It's not your show, Dave. Actually, no, it is. Yeah. You're absolutely welcome to it. It's the Dave Cribb Show, if you want to write in. 3:58, Sam Delaney's next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.